Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
Come on, where are you, Joe?
We need you.
Joe?
But that don't coincide.
Joe.
Well, the things that you do when I ask.
He was cooking.
Is he on the phone, Joe?
I'll say.
He was making burgers.
Joe? That line, that 444 line, it just went Pope John Paul on me.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
The new phone system.
That explains the smoke.
White or black smoke?
Both.
Both.
It's dead.
Hey! There it is.
Okay. He moved.
Area code changes. You must dial the 3-digit area code and
I need Joe's area code. How come you don't have Joe's area code?
I just tried to call the back office.
Uh-huh. Try to punch up that line again.
That one?
There you are.
All of this for a payoff that's hardly worth the effort.
I disagree.
The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe.
Worth it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
I told you.
Bye, Pat. Telephone
Hello.
Hi, now. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, Kerry.
Hello.
Hi there. Okay, Tony. Okay.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Ooh, let's think about Rob.
How have you been,
Robbie?
Has the check cleared?
The check's clear, that's why we're on the air.
Let's do the show. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tasmanian Devil and all the Simpsons team. They're here just to piss you off, Mr. Spiewak.
Yeah.
John Geronimo, and there he is, Mike O'Mara.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. And thank you, Nick Lowe.
Hello.
That's who we're going with today. Nick Lowe, Mr. Cruel to Be Kind.
Hello.
Hey, Julia, Don and Mike's show right here.
Hello.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And it's a new episode on this Friday by 04-2205.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
I'm here, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
And, of course, today, I think, is it PCP Day? Is 422 PCP Day?
PCP and also anabolic steroid day.
Oh, so you share the day now.
Yeah. Yeah. As they get further away from 420, you mix the product.
And sometimes you mix and you get it. Hey, you got PCP in my anabolic steroid.
Lovely compound.
Hey, you got anabolic steroid in my PCP.
Man, that's amazing. I feel crazy and strong.
Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode, and you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico. Please to be calling 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to WJFK,
well,
first off, go play the lottery.
Yeah.
And second, phone number here, 202-432-1067 at WJFK.
Right, empty line phone call.
Oh, hold on, that was operator error.
Error on the operator.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Good. Happy Friday, calling from Canada.
Yeah.
I was just listening to 92.9 here in Buffalo, and I hear Rob Spiewak on the radio as Rocky Moselle from the National Star Registry.
Yeah.
He's good, isn't he?
Oh, is that one of the commercials?
It's one of my clever character voices.
One of your character voices.
Now I'm putting that together now, and I'm laughing. That's that guy that we were imitating yesterday.
Right. Yep.
You've got to get a star. Put your star in.
And haven't we discussed ad nauseum what a freaking ripoff those things are? And didn't they send us like a come-on package that we actually set on fire?
You each have stars, yes. Of course, we have no proof now since you've burned it.
It's a ripoff until you get up there.
The star registry.
And you find out how much area there is and how much land there is.
And
I mean, my God, the acreage alone, it's of value.
And it's registered in book form with the Library of Congress.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, BS on that. Didn't we?
All that means is they put it in a book and they put it at the Library of Congress.
Yeah, it's mapped.
Yeah.
Don't bum me out on my star, man.
Oh, that's right.
Hey,
he has a star.
You bummed me out on my DirecTV yesterday,
Buzz. That's true.
So, touché. All right. Thanks, first caller.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Take care, my Canadian friend.
Will they all be numbered today?
No, only the special ones.
Oh, good.
I'll number them.
Only the ones that really are memorable. Do you have a good memory?
How's your memory?
How's your mother-in-law?
I'm waiting for caller number two.
How's your life pain?
How is it? It's the first question I asked
you
today.
Get a rating on that.
And his life pain is nil. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Today, I got it going at the 0.00, Mr. Blutarski.
Wow. It's Acupuncture Friday.
Nirvana.
Yes, I'm telling you, I had those... God damn, I find it so hard to believe that I did not believe in this form of medicine. But the day I had to have, I don't know, if there were 10, there were 10,000 needles in my feet, in my hands, in my head. Don't give me the cuckoo sign. I see you behind me doing that. What do you think I don't have that third eye in the back of my head that I can't see you back there?
I thought perhaps you put a needle in the third eye and you couldn't use it.
He says you're cuckoo.
Yeah, but yeah, it works. That's great.
Yeah, and it does.
Sure, it's
and
fun.
It does. Hey, let me ask you.
Yes?
What's your life pain
it's
today?
It's like about a million.
No, come on. Really, on 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, what's your life pain?
It's 6.
6? It went up from 5 to 6?
Yeah, because I thought about it.
Right.
I got it refreshed. I clicked the refresh button.
You ought to try the acupuncture.
You know, I might as well.
Yeah, I might.
Maybe I'll just go home and start sticking things in my arm.
You know, it doesn't work for everybody. I just want to say that for those of you thinking that it's some miracle cure.
Okay. You don't want to be held responsible.
The way that I understand it from my licensed and bonded therapist is that I have the intellectual capacity to get into this Eastern, Western medicine, the far
reaches.
Do you
mean that acupuncture's ability to work is predicated on your intellectual capacity?
Little brains can't benefit from it?
I'm kidding.
I'm having trouble with mine.
No, I'm kidding. It's what I'm saying is I think it's a mental thing. I think that
your ability to relax?
That the needles going in, that, you know, subconsciously, you think this is going to help, and it really does help.
Yeah, because you have a strong will.
And if you have an open mind towards
it. You have a strong will, Brother Donald.
And I didn't have an open mind towards it. That's what I find the most amazing. I went to this thing to get my wife off my back, and now I'm coming in every Friday, and I feel fantastic, and I love it. And I love it.
You recommend it for the open-minded individuals like myself?
Yeah, okay, now, Rob, this is what I'm saying. My mind was totally closed on this issue.
And yet she won you over.
Yeah. Yes, the acupuncturist.
Are your needles coated with anything?
Clear.
I thought
some needles are coated with the cream.
Because that would explain it. But I'm sure it's fine.
I'm glad you're happy for me. You know, God knows, 4 days out of 5 that I see you at work, I come in, what's the first thing we discuss? My life pain and your life pain.
True, true enough.
One day a week, I can come in and I can be happy with my life pain meter at zero.
Yeah, I feel like I've lost you on that.
Bit. Rob, I understand the needles are dipped in a rare Amazon poison.
Wow. And yet it makes him stronger.
Well, I mean, if there was too much, he would die, of course. But
it just works for me. Wow. It relaxes, centers me.
It's good.
I feel good.
Do you ever get so happy that it has any kind of sexual effect?
Let me just say this to you.
Homo.
Okay? Mike, Mr.
Homo.
Why would that be homo?
Mike Big.
Homo.
Because you're asking me about...
Homo.
Down there.
Down.
So that's a
homo.
Yes. I've asked you about down there before.
Homo.
Countless times.
No, you don't have. And the answer is no.
Oh, okay.
The answer is no.
All right.
Not, you know, not that there's not plenty of reserve lead in that pencil for, you know, at a moment's notice, I would imagine, under the right circumstances.
Yeah, a school bus ride, you know, as far as, you know. Oh, that's a long time ago when I was 13. I'm sorry. It was just the vibrations of the potholes.
That's right. The wheels on the bus go round.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, right.
Used to hate that on the way to school.
Sometimes you get on the right bicycle, even.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, if you're on a leisurely ride.
Right.
You know, not that I ride bikes, but
I don't think I was abnormal.
To.
It was just on the, you know, during my teen years on the certain ride. Rides to school. If I was on the wrong seat,
like 13,
it would be a little tough. You know, you gotta tell you, I think that's just natural.
Now, you know, there is. I'd love to kid about this, but there's nothing sexual about this acupuncture thing at all.
It's simply relaxation.
Except for the very end.
when it's fireworks.
Like a total release. That's all.
fun, fun, fun.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, though, with the needles down there.
Yeah.
Yes. No, and that's the magic, Mike. There's no needles down there.
Oh, really?
It's just, it's skin on skin.
I wonder if there are any acupuncture
hands
techniques
on
where you would actually have needles.
Hands on. Yeah. Do you? Can I just tell
Where's
you something?
The pressure point down there?
Thank God this broad doesn't listen to the show, this nice lady.
Yes.
Because
I say that about a lot of people.
She would kill me if she knew that I was, if she had thought that I was here discussing getting a happy ending.
That's right.
At the end of this.
Disrespecting her crap.
I keep the radio part down to a minimum. That's all she really knows. I do a show.
Uh-huh.
I talk. She says, oh, have you, she said to me the other day, have you ever talked about the acupuncture? I said, it's always positive.
Mm-hmm.
Say what a great job it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother mentioning.
No, and I wouldn't.
When we get done with the needles, there's always a little something special.
Sure, something to send you on your way.
I'm just curious. At any
something to put a little extra spring in your step.
At any time when she was telling you what she was going to do, did she use the phrase, anything you want?
Oh, and that's a good thing about it, too. She's not Oriental, but I love making it sound like she's Oriental.
There you go.
She's small and petite, though. She's got tiny little hands, almost look like Macaulay Culkin hands.
Our session is almost over here. I want you to take a deep breath, and I'm going to put one last needle here.
Who would have thought? God knows I've tried every, legal, illegal, buy it on a street corner, buy it from a doctor. I've tried it, every friggin' pill in the world.
Right.
Everything that comes out of a bottle or goes into a bottle, and here I am. I'm here to tell you. Sticking needles in my face is what's making me happy.
There is an extra spring in your step. Mm. You are euphoric. I have spoken to people about how you are on Friday. It is a pleasure to come into the office and see your beaming face.
One day a week.
One day a week. On Fridays when we come in here.
It'll be gone by Monday.
May I take a moment? May I have a moment?
I need
to say a very special greeting to someone who's probably not listening. In fact, she's not listening. But I wish to say to my mother, happy 85th birthday today, Mary O'Mara. Put that away. You put that away, you naughty boy. You naughty boy. You see, I can't even have one moment to say...
You had the moment yesterday when you talked about your kids.
Happy... my moment of the week. Damn it, I forgot the meter was expired. My mom is 85. 85. 85.
85.
She's 85 and going strong, doing well, still volunteering at the hospital 3 days
a week. The hospital.
Oh, the hospital. She's been volunteering for over 35 years.
So wow.
If that's what keeps you going, if that's what floats your boat, I recommend that highly. Amen. I don't volunteer myself. I'm thinking about trying it.
Yeah.
Because I'm falling apart. I'm falling apart.
Good. Maybe
it sucks when your 85-year-old mother's in better shape than you are.
Maybe if things don't go your way.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe she'll volunteer for my hospital room.
Yeah.
Or just in your
that's
home.
That's where I was going to go.
Home nurse.
Maybe she could just come live with you.
Yeah.
Just to take care of you.
Why not? No, I got a great picture of her. She, I don't know how well they're treating her because her office
You
desk,
got a great picture of her?
It's a gurney. It's not, stop it, not that kind of picture. It's a wonderful picture of her working at the hospital. And they put all her stuff, her paperwork, on a gurney out in the hallway. That's where she, that's
like
where
a
she
mobile office.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't need an office. She's not that kind of person.
Now, if you were to,
she's wonderful.
If you were to volunteer at a hospital, would it be as an entertainer?
Yes. Of course, as what I've always wanted to be.
Patch O'Mara.
A puppeteer.
Patch O'Mara.
Yes.
You'd be like that.
I'd wear the jester hat.
With like Robin Williams, like your idol, Robin Williams. Patch Adams.
Hello, here I am. Ooh, we're going to have some fun today. Yes, sir, kids. Watch this. I've got my hand puppet. This is Lamb Chop. Yes, sir.
Okay, the weekend. Yeah. Oh, man. Loose stuff to take care of this weekend. So many loose ends.
All right.
You ever get the loosies?
Oh, the loosies are bad.
Yeah. The loosies.
You ever eat too many grapes?
I'm not talking about the loosies like the loosies and the Ethels.
The loosies.
You know, the loosies that are like the oopsies.
Yeah, some people refer to them as the loose bees. You ever get the loose bees? Real tough for you. I ate too much grape soda. Drank too much, sorry.
The loosies.
Loose bees. You ever get a bad batch of chili?
Okay, here's what we're going to talk about. Oh, we'll take phone calls, too. In no particular order. I'm not psyched for the NFL draft this weekend.
Why not?
Don't.
Pomo.
Don't know. Just not as psyched for it as I have been before. Going out tomorrow night, we are with the Burbanks. We'll talk about that. Fred and I are going out. Mike, our old producer, Frank Murphy, I believe, is in town this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And I may be socializing with Frank.
Very good. Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I tried, but I couldn't free up the time.
Understood.
I didn't even ask you yet.
Quiet mouth.
Will you see him before or after he hosts the bingo game?
We're going to Good Guys.
Oh, yeah.
We're going down to the strip club tomorrow night.
Is that where he's entertaining?
That'd be great. Bring the whole gang in there.
Do want to ask Joe Ardinger about his wedding day, which seems to be just floating out there now.
Yes, he is.
Floating.
He's not sure when that's going
to
happen.
Also, Mike and Buzz, I don't think you guys have talked about this yet. I've had this on my list all week to talk about. Sure. The fact that you two are taking motorcycle riding lessons together.
Yeah, we are taking the, what is it, Buzz? The safety training program for Motorcycle Association of America or something like that?
Licensed and certified motorcyclists.
Did you find out where that's going to be yet?
I do. I have the information.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
And here's the best part about this. These lessons that Mike and Buzz will be taking, they'll be taking them together. Oh, is it starting next week?
Right.
Next Tuesday,
early next week. I believe on Tuesday.
And they're early morning lessons, 7 to 10 a.m.
Yeah, well, the guy that's doing it, we're adhering to his schedule.
That's right. It was the time that was available, and so we took it.
And it's just us, right?
Yeah, just the two of us and the leather backless chaps.
And Buzz and I will be wearing the leather backless chaps with nothing else.
That's right.
So it's a dream come true for you. You do get to spend that early morning time with Buzz.
It's going to be Buzz in my body. I will tell you, Buzz, that I am planning to tackle my hygiene after each lesson every day. I will be going back home to shower. I will not be showering in the morning.
So a lot of baseball caps. A
lot of baseball caps. But isn't that the biker way?
I believe so.
Oh, amen.
Isn't that the biker way?
If you'd like, I won't bathe either.
Oh, don't bathe.
You're way too clean to be a biker, Buzz. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
We'll see.
Hello.
Hey, are you guys going to be riding three heads deep with those backless chaps on?
Are we going to be riding what?
Three heads deep with those backless chaps on the motorcycle.
Okay, funny guy.
Three heads deep.
I'm not familiar with the terminology.
I bet it has something to do with...
Backless chaps, I understood.
But. With the male Daisy, is that what you're talking about?
Well, they're going to be riding on the same motorcycle.
No. We're not riding on the same motorcycle.
Oh, yes, they are.
Are they going to bring two?
No,
scooter.
No,
I don't know.
No, you guys are riding... I thought...
Now, but here's the deal.
I thought you were doing it on... That would be funny if it was two guys on one motorcycle.
What would only one of us would need to learn, then.
Here is my dilemma. Mr. Burbank has been coordinating this with the individual who's training us. Mr. Burbank is a much more easygoing man than I am. I would have peppered this lad with questions that's training us, so... You don't know whether we're both getting our own motorcycle or not.
I would assume that we are.
Okay.
It's since a dealership is sponsoring it, and since they have hundreds and hundreds of motorcycles to choose from.
I don't think he's been smoking marijuana.
Or maybe they'll give you like the Batman and Robin thing with one of you in the sidecar.
The sidecar that
unhooks.
Yeah, but
and
if you get a
like
sidecar, if you get a sidecar, you're not going to learn how to ride on two wheels.
Same thing. Do you remember when Andy of Mayberry, Barney Fife, wanted to go out and there was like a surplus motorcycle?
I remember.
Right? Yeah, and the first time that he wanted to take Andy for a ride in it, it just stayed. The motorcycle went.
I remember that scene. Was it Barney in the sidecar or was it Andy?
It was Andy in the sidecar.
Andy was in the sidecar.
Andy in the sidecar. And Mike, the way I see it, you're the driver of this Buzz is in the sidecar.
Yeah.
No, there's no sidecar. There'd be no point in me taking lessons if I'm just going to sit on the sidecar. We each get our own motorcycle.
Do we do the classroom stuff first?
I don't know yet.
I would have peppered the guy with all this.
Well, we've just now gotten to the point where we know what time is available for us to do this. We'll work out.
Do you know
the
guy's name?
I do.
All right. Is he a nice guy?
His name is Evel Knievel, Mike.
Old guy, young guy?
I haven't met him face to face. He's got this kind of voice, though.
But that's a biker voice. So
he's a tough guy?
That's what I expect.
I'm going to cry. I bet I cry the first day. Seriously. If he yells at me, I'll cry.
Will he provide a small helmet and goggles?
That's the kind I want, too. I want the smallest helmet. Yeah. I want a helmet that looks like what the Cardinals wear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Yeah, hi.
I'm calling from beyond the delay, so I'd just like to strongly disagree with Rob and say that I think Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. would have made a terrific sword fighter.
What do you, hold on.
What the
what
hell?
Is this?
I know what he's anticipating.
Is he doing a delay joke?
He's pretty
yeah, I'm trying to guess what you might be talking about.
Where are you calling from? That you are, now, hold on. Do you hear the show live now? Or are you doing just like a joke about our two-minute delay?
Doing a joke about the two-minute delay.
And all right.
Is that sword fighting comment real swords or the kind of sword fight that you have in the snow? Or in the
lawn.
I wasn't ready to answer any questions. I'm sorry.
Sometimes that's better.
A good answer.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Caller number three.
Hello.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Stop counting, Buzz. Hello.
Don?
Yes.
I have a question about Frida's recent interest in plastic surgery.
What's your name, sir?
Scott.
Okay, go ahead, Scott the Fourth.
If at any time the subject of an extra stitch for Daddy has come up.
So you know what I think of that? I think of a guy that used to work here. David Ainline.
He said he really had his wife have the extra stitch.
No, what he did was in the delivery room when his first or second child was born.
Did he ask for it?
Yes,
yeah.
In the delivery room. Everybody makes that joke when there's like a C-section or something like that, but apparently Dobie like was dumb enough to say it actually in the delivery room.
I thought his wife had actually that he had actually ordered them.
See, that's how rumors get started.
And it was still inadequate.
Remember how you would say inappropriate things always?
All the time.
He said that it's like, hey, why don't you put a little extra stitch in for Daddy? Like at the moment of his child's birth.
And I don't think my wife, for the record, I don't think she's even if she gets the craziest plastic surgery, I don't think it falls down. You know,
well, once you're under
Daisy area,
once the anesthesia is set in, you can always go.
Hold on, you know what? It's a moot point because if in fact she was to get an extra stitch for Daddy,
mm-hmm.
that would indicate that we would actually you know.
Well, maybe it would lead to that.
Be doing it.
Maybe yeah.
We'd be doing it.
How's your LP?
0.00.
That's
I'm
good.
Fine.
It's good. Good.
I asked for an extra stitch, but they wouldn't show her mouth shut. She keeps talking to this thing.
The single stitch.
One stitch.
Through the top lip, right. Through the bottom lip.
My life pain, as I mentioned, is still at 0.00.
Good.
Even with
That's
the fact good. That it's impossible for me to get laid.
That's fantastic.
Could it
That's
go negative fantastic. If things got great? Does it get any better than 0.0?
Yeah, it might.
That would be awesome.
Wow. It might. If I pulled up. It's the house tonight. There are fire trucks in front.
Oh, Jesus. Well, who doesn't like to see fire trucks? The bells and the lights.
Sirens. I can kid because I had my acupuncture.
Of course you can.
And actually, this is a true story about Frida, that before we were married, when we used to live on Q Street down in Georgetown,
mm-hmm.
One night I came home from work. I was doing the 6 to 10 show on WPGC and came home from work. We're living in the District of Columbia for you out-of-towners.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got closer to... her apartment that we were sharing at the time, I saw like five or six fire trucks. And I foolishly thought in my head, you know, she's probably cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking that it was anything to do with our little apartment.
Right.
And the closer I got, the more I realized, it's the building.
Oh, no.
And I thought, it's the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So the floor that we're on, I run up there, and there's like 8,000 fire guys, and they've all got the stuff on, and I go, what happened? She was cooking me dinner.
Oh,
she was cooking me dinner.
Oven or range fire?
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, everywhere.
Sure. Making you that shake and bake.
Everywhere.
Shake and bake look like raisins. It's smoking.
Yeah, so she actually is. I wouldn't be surprised to see fire trucks outside tonight, only because she's such a good cook. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I calling number five?
Oh, God, would you stop with the counting, please?
No, you're absolutely wrong, right? He's got the mark of the devil.
Would you stop that? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Andy Griffith Show with the sidecar was Checkpoint and Chicky.
Checkpoint and Chicky.
Checkpoint and Chicky.
Those were their code names?
Or was
Checkpoint
that,
Chicky.
Was that the name of the episode?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a real Andy file on the phone. All right. Now, do you have a book in front of you, or are you just doing this off the top of your head?
That's off the top of my head. That's my favorite program.
Wow. Your lucky.
Favorite program. Did you?
He was lucky. It's very good. I was going to do the same thing, Buzz.
Did you?
That is lucky number seven.
Did you? Shut up, guys. Did you hate it when it went to color?
Definitely. Black and white was a lot better.
Right on. Thank you, my friend.
Right.
Same with our school systems.
There he goes.
See you later. See, I get the acupuncture,
yeah,
and I just get...
You get loose, it's just flowing.
I just say whatever comes into my head,
right.
Like maybe my house will be burning down tonight.
Right, like that.
Or maybe, you know, we should go back
to
busing.
It's just a joy.
The crazy acupuncture.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Henry.
I can embrace this if you like.
This may be embraced. You know, who knows whether it's going to be embraced. I think in order for that to happen for the entire show, we're all going to be on our toes.
But no, there's no way, because the show has the ebb and the flow and the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs. But let's keep counting.
All right.
Hello.
Don and Mike, ready folks.
Yes, Hank.
How you doing?
Okay. That's kind of a wasted one.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he still count, though?
Yes,
he does. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as he gets through.
Okay. As long as he gets through. Is that all it takes?
That's all it takes.
Just to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Fine as wine.
How are you, sir?
Number nine. Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'm calling about David Weiss on 24.
David Weiss. Who is David Weiss?
He was the lawyer.
Oh, yeah. David Weiss is the ACLU lawyer or Amnesty World or whatever.
The bald guy. The guy that was on Sex in the City that was married to the cute one on
Great
that
actor.
Show.
And he also played Larry in the made-for-TV movie about the Three Stooges.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay, what about him?
Did you notice he went for free? He didn't charge the guy?
Are you talking about 24 or are you talking about a real
24.
Life? Okay, what about 24?
Did you notice that the lawyer didn't charge his client?
How do you know?
I didn't hear any talk of 5-1 or 20-1.
Well, you know, it is a television show. Perhaps they've done that off camera.
Hey, dude, I know that we all live in this TiVo VHS world, but that show's on Monday, and today is Friday.
And it's just a show. It isn't real, and besides...
Buzz, it is too real.
I'm sorry.
Can you stop it with that?
He wasn't the first choice for that part.
Who was?
Ron Hollywood.
Don Hollywood.
Don Hollywood.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ron Miller.
Right.
Hollywood.
That's it.
Don Hollywood. Hold on. And that reminds me we should... Oh, God.
Oh, things are falling.
It's raining cards. Hallelujah.
Oh, for Christ's sake, behave. There's pieces of me scattered from here to Pittsburgh on these football fields.
Oh, that's a
isn't
BA.
Isn't that giving something back to the game?
That's a BA tape. You calling her?
Yeah.
Right.
Except these phones are all screwed up.
Is that because the stuff fell on them?
Nope. Just because...
Here it is.
Nope, that wasn't the one. See, that was...
The other one.
Forget it.
Oh. Forget it. Calling Beth Ann McBride.
Hello?
Hey, B.A.?
Yeah.
If B.A. finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
Why do you like saying that word so much?
The word you heard me say for the first time yesterday.
You said like five times yesterday.
I couldn't help it.
Word starts with D.
DirtyLawyer.com.
Is that the word you always use for it?
No, look at the pictures.
Okay, again, we're talking about, I don't want you guys listening to think we're talking in code. We had the guy on yesterday, the lawyer / porn star.
Right.
And Beth Ann, in the commercial break, said to me, did you see his website? And I said, yeah, it's like it's gross, it's porno. And she said, that's quite a male daisy. And she used
a common slang for it.
A vulgar, trampish word. Really, Mike.
Well, I think of it as more of a masculine word that's used for it. Guys use that word a lot.
You know, like, with SMD.
Larry Williams used it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. He was the man.
You know, say SMC. You say SMD.
Right. Guys do.
Guys do, right.
Right. I think really...
to each other,
we were
day.
We were discussing yesterday...
Hey, homo! No, sometimes guys say it not in a homo way. It's like when you're mad at some guy.
Yeah, and
Becca. Hey, yo, hey, right here.
But ladies... Well, ladies, you know, sometimes to be really fetching, I think, use another word for it. Another dirty slang for it that's more...
You're right.
Is that what you, in fact, it's used in the kind of movies that we were seeing on that website. It's used liberally.
Don't I know.
Mm-hmm.
But not by Beth Ann.
I know.
Rooster Cogburn would have used that.
She,
yeah, I've always given you 100%.
As apparently does Don Hollywood.
I think it's great Beth Ann is so easily impressed.
Right. Buzz.
By a 56-year-old attorney.
Come on.
These are the insights.
You're wrong.
I like the stutter.
Come on, this is where we get to the real chocolatey center of Beth Ann McBride.
When you saw the top of him, did you think you would see that at the bottom?
Oh, no, not at all.
That you know, it was just shocking.
I didn't notice the magnificence of it.
Do you think your use of that particular word would be based on the fact that you have you've worked around guys being in the radio business for a long time?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. I was thinking that might be the reason.
Oh, have I ever mentioned this on the air, that the only other time Beth Ann, she's worked with us for a year now, and congratulations, we'll have another 30-day contract for you Monday.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks for having that faith in me.
Well, that's why you are big.
Remember when it was week to week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've graduated.
Look at you now.
Look at you now. Guaranteed employment through the end of May.
Congratulations.
Anyway, she was talking to me about some guy. We were having a discussion about our radio careers. Uh-huh. And some guy that she had worked with, and she said, the guy said to her, "Oh, Beth Ann, you're such a D."
Oh, yeah, I was repeating what he said. I mean, that was what he said.
That he said, "Beth Ann, you're such a..."
Yes, yes.
Hold on, let me finish, darling.
Okay.
That the guy said, "Beth Ann, you're such a..." DTs.
DT. Ah. And even that's not the proper term.
CT.
Right.
Not DT. Beth Ann?
Yeah?
How you doing?
I'm okay. My life's pain is at about a 5.
Oh,
really?
Oh, that's moderate.
And why is your life pain at 5 today?
I don't know. I was all happy.
Until this discussion started.
It started to go up right around when the phone rang.
Oh, well, then go to the website. Go to that...
It down to a 0.00.
Go to that doctor's website.
There you go.
It'll zero out soon. I sent him an email today. He's sending some films along.
Tell me that.
Wonderful.
So you can have first crack.
Thank you, Rob.
Would you watch the films?
Probably not, no.
Really? Not even if you were alone?
No.
Why?
Because I wouldn't...
Aren't you infatuated with...
Or fascinated?
Is Daisy?
I'm amazed.
Amazed. Okay.
Maybe I'm amazed.
Now listen, I ain't no
homo.
Okay. I barely remember going to the website yesterday. I don't think I would classify it as amazing.
No, it's about for that line of work. I would say it's about normal.
Right.
Lone Star wouldn't write a song about it.
What is that dumb country song?
It's something amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That it was.
Okay, bye, Beth Ann.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
She's gone.
There she is.
Hello, dear.
Anxious to get off that phone.
Wow. Sure.
Could she have hung up any faster?
I certainly, myself, if he's sending along films, I'm not interested in seeing those films.
She's
on the website.
I do like when they send films, though, if you leave them in sort of a central location to watch how fast they disappear.
They'll be gone.
Oh, yeah.
People will take them.
With a security camera on that.
They make a good honeymoon present.
Speaking of which, yes, I wanted to say congratulations to the Edelins.
Oh, that's Travis
Van Aaron. Is taking a bride today.
Down at City Hall.
That's right. Andy and Barney are seeing to it.
Meanwhile, Beth Ann is just sitting back there like a high school girl, wondering what it would be like if she married Andy Dick,
mm-hmm.
so she could write Mrs. Beth Ann Dick.
Andy Dick, who was in trouble recently.
Again.
Always.
At a comedy club.
Perpetually.
That's right. Pulled out his wallet. Hello, Don and Mike show. His big, fat wallet.
To pay the fine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Sammy. I went to the singular appearance yesterday. And Beth Ann is even more beautiful in person. And I have a Mrs. Araz update. You want to check it out?
I'm sorry, I'm late.
Mrs. Araz, what's she doing?
She's a DJ.
The lady from 24, Bruce's mom?
Yeah, check it out. And happy Earth Day and happy Gateway Drug Day, but check this out.
This is WOMB. The womb. And a few of my pets learn to listen. I'll let you call back in.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. My goodness. That was one strange piece of tape.
Sure was.
Mrs. Araz, give me a cinnamon stick.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don?
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Did Frida used to cook like Lisa Douglas?
On Green Acres.
Oh, Oliva.
Yeah.
Oliva, hold on. Yes.
I mean, you know, there was a fire in the kitchen, so did she make hotcakes?
She tried to plug in a 6 and a 7 at the same
That's
time.
That's exactly the life that we are leading. Rob told me today that Eddie Albert, he played the Dead or Alive game with me. Eddie Albert.
Yes.
And I guessed he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I won. I totally lost at his age. Mike, Eddie Albert from Green Acres. I think, is today his birthday,
yeah,
Rob?
Happy birthday, Eddie Albert.
Eddie Albert would be 80, right near my mom, 85.
Buzz.
I'll say 81.
Robbie.
90, I think it was 95 or was it 97?
97.
Yeah. 97. Wow. Eddie Albert. He's been around forever. Oh, hi, Eddie Albert.
Green Acres.
I love Switch.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, that movie.
Yeah, or the TV series.
Oh,
the mini series.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. You're correct.
With RJ.
Robert Wagner.
Robert Wagner,
yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Hi there.
Not Diaz.
Hi. No. Hey,
what? Hi.
I was wondering if there were ever any brothers on Batman. I know you had this discussion about Mayberry before, but other than Eartha Kitt.
I don't know, Lucky Number 13.
You got the right order there?
I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
Sure. Saying, you know, but, you know, yeah. I think if nobody contradicts you on
right,
that, I think we can pick right up. Let's do that.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Am I here?
Yes. Welcome to the land of unscreen calls. Yes, you're here.
Hi. I saw a new T-shirt that the NFL has approved. Ron Valtrexico. Thought that might turn you guys on.
Hold on a second. Slow down, please, before we put you in the book. again, start again.
Okay, it's Ron Valtrexico.
What is Ron?
Oh, Valtrexico, he is making a herpes medication joke.
Thank you. Yes, I'm trying to, and doing very poorly, I might add.
All right, so not only are you a poor caller.
in many ways.
You're a poor caller, and you kind of are sneaking a joke in. Mm-hmm. Rather than put you in the book, let's just see if you can follow the test. Where does your mom live?
I forget. No, she lives in New Jersey, actually.
No, you know the answer.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you better give us the answer. You'll be put in the book forever.
She lives in Toronto.
She lives in the basement. Actually, I slide her underneath the bed.
Okay.
Sorry,
congratulations.
Sorry, son.
You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
We nabbed one.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
I love hunting.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Got one.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
Cooking out tonight.
Good day. I said good day, sir. Good day.
We are cooking out tonight. We got us some strays.
What's your first name, sir?
Mark.
Mark.
With a K or a C?
With a K, please.
Naturally. What's your last initial?
G.
And just for my own satisfaction, where you come from?
I come from California.
And what part?
Northern California.
Shocker.
Hold on. Can you name a city?
Hold on, yeah, before you guys draw the Sacramento bullseye.
Mm-hmm. No. Close, though. Antioch.
Well, listen, do you listen on the Sacramento, the San Francisco station, San Jose?
Sacramento, actually, yeah.
Yeah, we were afraid of that.
Dead man walking.
Get in the car, son.
Dead man walking.
Hey, Mark G.
Yes, sir.
Heretofore, ye shall be known as ZZZ stroke. ZZ stroke. ZZ37.
Extension 14.
But as always, since you'll never be allowed to call the show again, since we now have your information to match up against caller ID,
that's right.
You get to say what you'd like to say in getting out of here.
No, I think.
So do we.
Bye-bye now.
There you go.
There it is.
Sorry we had to put someone in the book like that.
Yeah.
Let's solve this. I know that's hard to hear on a good-looking Friday.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just curious. I haven't heard you guys mention it, but have you guys heard the story about the guy who was the 911 dispatch guy
when the woman called 911 and he said he was going to shoot her daughter?
Yeah. I did. I came across that story.
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of crazy 911 stories. There's
some of that recently that I heard about a guy falling asleep at 911.
I heard that tape. I also heard a tape where the woman called and said something like, there was a problem in my house, and the guy said, why don't you shoot yourself?
In this story, a woman had called, her daughters were just out of control. She was beside herself.
That's
she didn't know
I
what to do about
does.
Her daughters. And the cop at 911 said, do you want us to come out and shoot them?
Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, I heard it on the news. Yeah, it's a great call.
Oh, okay, because I had it. I didn't know if
that
was.
You have it.
You have it?
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm a UPS driver, and it's on my radio, so it's not great because it's an old radio, but I do have it for you.
All right. Sure. I mean, I've heard it on TV. I think it's worth hearing because you hear the kids screaming, and then you hear the cop just be a total jerk.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, if the woman reprimands her kids in life the way she reprimands him, she probably has their walls without holes.
So, okay. We didn't really need the analysis there, F. No. Lee Bailey, and I do mean F. Why don't you just please play the tape for us and then go deliver another package?
You got it.
I don't want to hear emergency.
Yes, I need a police officer over here.
What's going on?
I've got two teenage daughters, and I just got home from work. They were physically fighting with each other, and one of them kicked a hole in a door. And they're 12 and almost 14, and the 12-year-old is completely out of control, and I can't, physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over and shoot her?
That's a real 911. Call.
Excuse me?
That's a joke. Okay.
That's what you want on 911.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not funny. I'm going to file a formal complaint.
I don't blame you, Bill.
Hey, because you know what?
You know what I noticed when I heard this day, but I'm thinking the same thing now. She sure did get that focus off her kids right away.
Yeah.
The kids
yeah,
are crazy.
She really did.
Why I'm going to file it.
And, you know.
I guess he can just listen to the tape.
Yes, he can. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, sorry doesn't come. I need a police officer.
Hold on.
Hey, Buzz.
Wow.
You know, it's tough not to laugh at the cop.
Buzz, easy on the swears.
Come on.
Hey, thank you for calling, Doug Heffernan.
You got it.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye. That was a hell of a 15th call.
Who did I see on TV that cracked me up? Oh, I know. It was yesterday. Remind me of the new stuff. That's where I see this stuff, like with the 911. That was last week. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that tape. That's a good one. Today, it was these guys from Texas. It's a guy, he's a mayor, he's a politician of some type.
Right.
And he's got a twin brother.
Yes.
And
then they're duping people because they're running for mayor.
The one
he's
guy...
He's running for mayor.
Yeah,
one of them is.
The guy that's running will say, I'm going to be out at O'Mara's pub tonight.
Right.
And really, he sends out his brother instead. And I guess...
And they were both... They couldn't have been more smarmy.
And I guess it's because they're Texas, you know, that it doesn't
somewhere
seem
in the Southwest.
Doesn't seem to bother anybody that this is going on. These guys, to me, now, I don't know what their nationality is. I was trying to describe it to Rob. I said, well, they're not Chinese.
No, they're not Japanese. Asian, though.
Yeah, but maybe like a little Pakistani as well.
South Pacific.
Mujibur and Sirajul. I took your description, and I'm going to guess, and I'm pretty sure about this. I'm going to guess Filipino.
Yeah, Filipino.
That's a good guess.
But the one guy in the parade who was not the mayoral candidate was just like the brother, and he's waving at everybody, and it's not the candidate.
They say it's just a wacky mix-up.
So
right? They weren't
in the
trying
state
to
legislature,
fool anybody.
Though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're both politicians, which is creepy.
But I've seen them on the Today Show, where... They're trying to interview them as if this is a story that means something.
Right.
And these two schmucks who look like those guys on the Letterman, I mean, not right.
And they're
really
grinning. They think it's just the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah. And at the very end of this hard-hitting Today Show interview, they say, well, how do the people of Texas or whatever the state is feel about it? And they both hold up T-shirts. You know those shirts that say, I'm with stupid? with
yes,
the big
I
arrow?
I saw these, yes.
So they hold them up, and the one says... I'm not David or whatever the guy's name. The other one says, I'm not Freddy. And they're both, like these two schmucks just holding these things up on TV.
They got what they wanted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They got the national spotlight.
Wow. Where is that, Buzz? Could you find that city out?
Yeah, I'll try. New Mexico someplace. I'll try and get
Do you remember Buzz or Robbie, you know?
San Antonio.
Ah. Are they running for mayor of San Antonio?
One is running for mayor. I think Joaquin is running for mayor. Mm-hmm. And the other one is already in the state legislature. Amazingly, yesterday they didn't return my call.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rob asked me, yes, if I had heard about this, I said no, and then I turned on the TV today and I saw, and these two guys are funny. They look like, God, they look like a celebrity.
Will Thomas?
A little.
Will, hold on. What did you say?
Will Thomas.
Homo. We were getting some kind of interference there. I'm not really sure what was going on. No, they don't. They don't look like Wilma Thomas. But
telephone.
Oh, here's a 911 call.
Thank you for calling the district's 911 emergency number. All of our operators are tied up at the moment, but if you'll just wait, we'll be right with you. Once again, thank you for calling Washington, D.C.'s 911 emergency number.
We're just placing a call now.
This holds up.
Yep.
Someone will be with you shortly.
That's a turntable. Yeah.
Funny 18 years ago. Funny today. True then, true now. True that.
The district government reminds you to keep Washington beautiful. Someone will be with you in a moment.
Anyway, it just goes on.
Yeah, that was back when that actually happened. Yeah. And
hello.
It still does.
Don and Mike show.
What up, guys? It's Kirk from Sackdale.
Hi, Kirk. Hey,
sweet.
How you guys doing?
Sweet. 16.
Good. Hey, first of all, like I said, I'm from Sacramento, but F all the guys in Sacramento. I'm serious.
Really? F all the guys in Sacramento?
Homo. Well, all the colors, pretty much. But, you know, I mean, anyway.
Listen, you know what would be a good idea?
Yes,
right
sir.
Now, if you just said eject.
Eject, sir. Good day.
Good day.
Very good. That's
good.
I like
talk,
when they pay attention. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
That's okay, a very, very good thing.
A nice, good flow there. Didn't want to end on a down note.
Right.
However, I will tell you something. I do find this annoying as hell.
Well, they're painting. They're making the place more cheerful.
What they're doing is they're moving things around to the... they're getting the building ready for the carpeting and the remodeling and all that.
Don't they realize, though, that we're trying to do a show here and it's very hard to do a show when they're standing outside
today,
the window?
But today, you know, on any other day that you'd be enraged by that, but today it shouldn't faze you at all.
With the acupuncture, I'm just going to very calmly say, please, you know, get Jack Hay and move her away from the window. I can't do the show when Jack Hay is standing out there, you know, with her press-on nails, getting ready to paint or whatever the hell it is she's doing out there.
They don't even know you're talking about them.
That's because they're not going to hear it for 2 minutes.
That's right. 2 minutes now. She's getting up on a ladder. This could be trouble. This is actually a pretty good show
I'm
right
I'm enjoying
now.
It.
What exactly? Now, I know we're getting carpeting put down. What's the process that's going on
paint.
Right here?
I'm pretty sure it's paint.
All I know is that they're very distracting. They're right outside our window. Two people outside the window.
They were actually running wires earlier with a snake.
Really?
So it might, like cable television.
Are they? Oh, cable television people.
Well, we got that.
For God's sakes, don't get on their beds.
Well, still, it's annoying. I mean, she's looking in here like we're animals, for goodness sake.
She's working.
You know what she's working? Well, then get us some curtains.
You
please.
Are not focusing on this show.
I am.
Who?
Rob.
I'm
look
totally
look what Rob gave me. No, I was talking to Rob. Look what Rob gave me.
What is this?
For the callers.
Oh, upcoming caller jokes. She was just 17, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's 18 and I like it. Hey, 19, 2020 uh-huh. vision. Ace and king equals 21. Blackjack. Okay. We're going to stop counting the callers.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew
it. We're going to stop counting the callers.
You ruined it for everybody, Rob.
Yeah, I did.
Rob, you ruined everybody's fun. It's
once
your
again.
Fault.
Once again, I ruined
you know what,
thanks
though.
A lot, Rob.
Yeah, well, I'll do better next time,
way,
Mike.
Way to try to be helpful.
See, but that's why Mike's a good team player, because you could have kept those.
All for myself, yeah.
And
but you see, in
during the whole show, we'd be sitting there thinking, God, how is Mike coming up with all these snappy 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19
liners? Don't get me wrong, but I was having fun. You know, that's one of those rare circumstances where my work ethic took precedence. I was enjoying making them up myself. He basically took away my fun.
That's right, our joy.
See how he did that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Oh, we got a break. I shouldn't have taken this call, but please go ahead.
Those politicians that you were talking about in San Antonio, they kind of look like Keanu Reeves a little.
You should know, old enough to vote.
Yeah, you know, because Keanu Reeves does kind of have that weird... But no, Keanu Reeves, though, doesn't look Filipino, though.
No, they had a bit more skin color.
Yeah.
Julian Castro and his brother.
Oh.
Joaquin.
Here's something gross you can think about. Buzz, did you have something, or were you just holding
it? No,
up
I just I have the story. You requested the story. I have the story if you want it.
The story about?
About the two candidates, the twin candidates.
Wait, did we already, didn't we already cover that?
You said you wanted the story, so I got the story.
Are we going to ride the big Harleys when we have the class?
Mike, I don't know.
Did we cover
it? It really doesn't matter if it has two wheels and a motor. You know, we'll be fine.
It totally matters if we ride mine the big ones, Buzz.
Buzz, you learned from me. You shouldn't try to help. You'll just get in trouble.
Buzz, what's the story?
Oh, I don't know. I'm throwing it away now.
Rob, nothing gives me greater pleasure than taking things that you write for me and not giving you credit for them. That was one time when I just wanted to have my own fun.
I was hoping someday you and I could learn to ride motorcycles together, but little ones, and we could wear cowboy hats, like in the Guinness Book of World Records.
There go the big oversized Shriners coming down the street.
If I asked, I apologize, Buzz. I don't remember asking.
No, that's all right, though. I'm happy to do it anyway. It's a good exercise.
It's
a good practice, you know. It's good to stay in shape for that.
What good newsman practice?
Yeah, you know.
To find the story.
Are we supposed to bring our own helmets to this thing?
Mike, I don't
Can you
know.
Tell me the story in 10
I'm
seconds?
I'm assuming they'll provide all of the equipment.
You're doing a lot of assuming.
What
we
are the
just
five,
found out today that we're going to do it.
What are the five W's of any story, Buzz?
Yes.
What are they?
Who, what, when, where, how, why.
Ah, you had an H in there. It's who, what, when, where, why.
Uh-huh, right.
Five W's.
Yeah, well, I had how.
Can you tell me the story?
About the motorcycles? Or
no,
about Joaquin?
About...
I thought we'd move past that.
About the twins.
Uh-huh. I'm the one that's curious about the motorcycles, and I'm not getting any of my questions answered.
Well, I really don't care about the twins. I just don't want to hurt his feelings. I didn't know I had asked
him. No, my feelings are not hurt.
I thought the story had already been told.
So did I.
I like to call Buzz and Mike the motorcycle twins.
Will they be serving breakfast? Yes.
Well, why did you say that, then? Why did you say you've got the story if the story had already been told?
Because you had requested it.
But if
they're really serving breakfast?
Yeah. But if I had requested it and it had been told, why would you say that?
Nothing better than we hadn't told it entirely. I thought perhaps because you had requested it, there were details in the story that you wanted to pursue.
Like a sit-down breakfast or a continental breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, continental. There won't be time to sit down.
Can you tell me the story in 5 seconds? Go.
Not other than what we've already said. They say that it was a wacky mix-up. The mayor says he had an appearance to go to, that he couldn't make the parade. He said his brother, Joaquin, was already in the parade.
Sorry, that's all the time we have.
Is it rain or shine?
Rain or shine, the motorcycle.
Oh, going to be rain or shine.
All right, very good.
Well, it won't affect you for the classroom stuff.
but if we're out there, like, skidding around the parking lot...
You'll want to wear a slicker.
You can wear your helmet in the classroom, if you like.
I'm getting a helmet. I'm going to get a helmet Monday.
With a spike?
I'm going to get the best helmet I can find, Rob, and I'm going to bring it in.
An aftermarket spike?
Are you getting a helmet, Buzz?
No, not me.
Why are you getting
a good for you?
No will to live.
Oh, I don't want it.
No, you exactly.
Yeah, they're not free, you know.
He's not going to buy a helmet.
Maybe engineering can provide
He's
going
to borrow somebody else's helmet.
Oh, I thought it was...
This helmet says Ron.
I wonder if Ron Bennington has a helmet.
I thought it had something to do with his hair.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy a helmet.
Good.
I'm going to buy a German helmet.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
You can use mine.
Seriously. Uh-huh. Well, kidding aside, what the freak do I have to do to hear that story from you?
Anything you want.
Tell me the story.
Okay,
tell me the story.
The mayor said that he had an appearance.
I've heard this story. Tell me another story.
Well, that's pretty much it. They got shirts, but you mentioned that.
Now we've succeeded in confusing him.
You know, they really should provide lunch, too.
Just make up a good story for
him. It ends at 10 o'clock.
Early lunch.
Tell me a story, Buzz.
Well, 7 to 10, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
The mayor had his twin appear on the parade because the mayor had a nooner.
No, tell me a story about you.
Oh.
I want to hear a story about you.
I don't have a terribly interesting life, except for what I do here.
You got a story. It's right in front of you.
Okay, I was supposed to be in a parade.
No, you've got a story. Something's really going to happen to you next week.
Oh, I'm taking motorcycle lessons with Mike.
I heard that story already.
Uh-huh. Hey, come on. That's a good story. You can retry that one.
I heard that one, too. Mm-hmm. I heard all your stories.
I know how that story ends.
In a fatality!
No. They went to lunch at O'Mara's Pub.
That's the second time.
Stop it.
Thank you, and I thank you. Thanks so much.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Okay, everybody get it all out of their system?
Never. No. Never.
Never.
Then let's break.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Okay, is that okay with... Let me just take a count. Okay with you?
I abstain.
Okay, how about you?
I'm for it.
Okay, you?
Peachy.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gay, no doubt.
What?
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Go to our official website.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right. It's there right now.
On the internet.
Thank you, Al Gore. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hola.
Hello.
Spriggins the English. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Pat. How are you doing?
Okay, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that up north here, where we're civilized, we don't call it an oopsie.
We don't?
Call it a sharp.
A sharp?
A sharp. S-H-A-R-T.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I didn't really mean that.
Canadian call. They are more civil.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm in the States. I'm in Rochester.
Rochester.
That's why.
Rochester.
Just stick with the oopsies over the border.
Right.
You get the oopsies?
Watch out.
The oopsies are absolutely Larry King based. They live with Larry. Mm-hmm. They're in Larry. They come out of Larry. The oopsies are Larry King.
Well, a trademark feature of the Don and Mike Show.
The oopsies.
The oopsies.
I guess tonight, former Backstreet Boy Aaron Carter. Aaron, when you were with Michael Jackson, did he get the oopsies?
All the time, Larry. Larry.
And it can be singular or plural, right? It can be the oopsies or an oopsie.
I got an oopsie.
You'd never say, hey, you know, on my way to the elevator, I got an oopsies. No, you'd say an oopsie.
You use it right.
All right.
There were a lot of oopsies in the elevator, though.
There's an oopsie there right now.
You could say that.
Beware of the oopsie I left in the Vader.
In an elevator, look out.
Yes, too much grape juice.
I was hitting the number 12.
And we found out what they were doing out in the hallway.
Yes,
the people who are supposed to be painting.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're going to love this here at WJFK, where we like to say our security is courtesy Tupperware. They are installing video surveillance cameras. Right. Now, are they going to do this like the last time they did?
And swipe thing, code things.
But this is different because now anyone across America can watch WJFK on channel 617 on DirecTV.
Yes, but not anybody doing the show. It's just people in the office.
Does anybody remember
picking and eating
the last time we went
cameras but no monitors?
The facade of putting. We put up dummy cameras. We put up cameras that were broken.
Right.
That they would just, that they took the time and effort to mount, quite a mounting, to mount and hang them at different locations.
Yeah.
Almost like, and I've noticed convenience stores do that as well now. A lot of convenience stores have the sign where it says you're being watched.
Well, it's mostly real now, though.
Well, I've seen the fake one. I was in one a couple of weekends ago, a Wawa.
Well, there you go.
Helen Keller's favorite. And it was definitely, and Wawa, it was one of those Wawas that has like 12 or 14 gas things. So, I mean, it was a big-ass Wawa where you could go in and buy more than just peanut butter. I mean, they had, for a convenience store,
they have
it was,
to have them.
But they had a fake one.
It was a fake one?
I'm standing up there waiting to pay.
Maybe it was a decoy.
But Buzz, they didn't even have the monitor like in other ones that shows the four different sections of the store.
Right.
Just a sign that said, you are on security camera.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and really, it's just plastic.
Did it follow you when you moved?
It did not, because it was plastic.
Didn't move.
What's the point of having that?
Well, our new cameras have wires. So look out.
Yeah.
And they're doing it right now. And then they're going to have code cards instead of the security code. We're going to have little swipies. Oh. So everybody will have a card, and that's how you get into the building.
Yeah, because without that card, you'd have to go through a thin sheet of plate glass.
Beware.
This place. Meanwhile, they still haven't fixed, and I'm not kidding about it. I'm not kidding you this time, kids. They still haven't fixed the bullet holes.
No, the bullet hole and the smashed window is still there.
The real security
And I
issues.
Think you might have had the longest period of time, and you've won that pool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's never. Passed everybody.
Depending on when they were going to fix the bullet hole?
I picked never.
Oh, it was Rob.
Never. Rob's looking like the winner.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gentlemen, Don, have you had a chance to see your mistress, supposed mistress, topless yet?
Have I seen my mistress who?
top.
Topless. On a website, there's some photos of supposedly Jennifer Aniston.
Well, now, listen, this is as far as I'll go with seeing Jennifer Aniston topless. I've got the photo here.
That's pretty close to topless.
I keep at the PV119 of her in a, and that's a plastic, you know,
cover thing
for the picture.
It's saved that picture. I mean, otherwise it would be terribly dog-eared.
It's her in a wife beater. And, wow, it's very cold.
Yeah.
And then on the other...
You can see everything.
Then on the other side, my tribute to Jennifer, there's the picture of her in Vanity Fair.
That's even more clingy.
Where she's wearing what appears to be like half a ripped T-shirt while she's taking a shower.
God bless her.
Or she's at an outdoor, some type of waterfall.
Oh, I know. The internet is loaded with fakes of celebrities that are allegedly topless. Does this thing look credible to you?
It looks like her, and she doesn't know that it's happening.
Oh, is she sunbathing? Is that the deal?
That's it. Ah, four of them.
Yeah. Here's the best one that I've ever seen, though, that somebody sent me an actual picture that they took of her at an awards show somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And she's just popping out of that shirt.
Yeah, she is.
Uh-huh. I mean, she's got a turtleneck on. She's the only woman I know that could wear a turtleneck, and you'd say, God, that is a revealing shirt.
Yeah. Well, it's the fabric of the turtleneck. That's right. What's the website?
It is bangedup.com. Right. A little big mess of stuff.
I've heard
Did
of
you
that
go there, Buzz?
Yeah, well. Oh, that's a gross one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to be careful what you open.
That's got horrible stuff on it.
Here's all I know. I look at this picture right here.
Be warned, incidentally, of that. I've heard about that website. It's nasty.
Look at this picture right there.
Be careful. It's got a weird title. It's something, it begins with a joke. It's like, what has... Two eyes and ten.
Okay. All right, we'll figure it out. Thank you, though.
Appreciate it.
See you later.
Joe was telling me about that just the other day, as a matter of fact.
I'm happy with this picture right here.
Is that your favorite?
Right.
Yeah, that might be my favorite.
Because you know why? Look right there and right there.
Uh-huh. It's
there they
perfect
are.
Perfect sound effect.
And you go on the
You don't need to describe when you have a sound effect like that.
And you
that.
Go on the other picture of her in the waterfall, and then, well, there and there. Wow. And then here she is accepting some award for just... being so great, and again with a purple top there and there.
I still think with her current situation, you should write to her, just to give her a little a little word of encouragement.
Dear Jen.
Mm-hmm.
My life pain is currently at a 0.0. My beautiful wife is about to get plastic surgery, and I'm convinced she's doing it because she's planning to leave me. I've had a radio show with my best friend Mike for 20 years.
And I want you. Love, Donnie. D-O-N-I.
P.S. I'm not a crazy obsessive stalker. P.S.
She'd be delighted to hear from you.
P.S. Yeah,
very nice.
P.S. I only stare at your picture every day while we do the show. That's the truth.
I'm not obsessed. Not one little bit.
P.P.S. Never even really liked Friends. Just watched it because of you.
Wouldn't that be great if she read that? That'd be give her the lift she needs in her time of
blow. She would get this letter and she would say, hello, get me Jack Bauer with the FBI.
Go to his house. Kill him.
Now. Oh, Jennifer Aniston's the greatest. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you guys know, back when Wendell was there, and I used to come up to the studio a lot, Wendell showed me that you can actually get into the building with a FedEx envelope right there from the right-hand side.
Oh, my God. Wendell Hall.
You take the FedEx envelope, you go in, you just pull the door, slide it underneath there.
Oh, listen, you really want to get in this place, all you got, it's like playing the lottery, because they fire people so often in this place, and people quit so often.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four-digit code out on the little the touch screen, the keypad. You sit out there for 10 minutes, you hit four or five different varieties of numbers, eventually you're going to hear that sound that means you're in.
Yeah, but that thing you guys talking about is what Wendell used to do. That was his weekend drunk fun, where he'd be sitting at a bar, he'd meet somebody, you want to see something really scary? And then take him over here. Give me the envelope, look at this, we're in!
You want to get in here, what's wrong with you?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Exceptional picture of Jennifer Aniston as a rock star when she's sitting in the back of a limo with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. She is so sweet.
I think we have that.
That Brad Pitt.
How dare he?
I start talking like this, and I end up...
Homo.
What's wrong with that Brad Pitt that he doesn't see in Jennifer Aniston?
I think he was lured away. That's what I like to think. He was entrapped by...
By the stink.
By the Black Widow.
Stink. Big, stinky.
Now, come on, that's my gal you're talking about.
I understand,
She's lovely. A lovelier woman not to be found, but...
Angelina Jolie.
You ever want to shut me down on that, you just go, Billy Bob, Billy Bob, Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, Billy Bob blood. Billy Bob blood around her neck.
Billy Bob blood around my neck.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
That picture on your console is Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
I thought it was your wife. The picture on the website of your, on your...
That's what an adjusted guy would do, right? Have a big picture of his wife. Yeah, why is he a picture of my wife? Back on my desk.
Very nice picture of your wife.
Now, that's in fairness to that. Your wife, you get a lovely picture of your wife on your desk.
I do, like most normal guys do. But when I'm here doing the show... I like living in fantasy land.
Right.
And there she is.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I've got pictures of all of my ex-wives, and my wall of the office looks like the palm.
They're all caricatures.
All of them signed.
Yes. You know, that
couldn't have the real ones. That'd be too painful.
That highlight their various...
their various attributes.
Eccentricities.
Absolutely.
Their physical...
Yes, oddities.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Totally exaggerated.
Hello. For comedic effect.
Right.
Hello.
All with overflowing wallets.
That's the only part that's not funny.
Thank you, ladies.
That's the part that's historical.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Did you ever, hey, Don, specifically, did you ever think that maybe Jennifer Aniston was just pretty much crazy, just kind of like your wife is for wanting to get, plastic surgery? You know, Jennifer Aniston never got surgery. She probably just sits there... Like your wife, dwelling in her own thoughts, going nuts, saying, I need boobs, I need a chin.
Buzz just told me let this guy go.
Hang himself.
What's he saying, Buzz?
What's he talking about, Buzz?
He somehow was comparing your wife and Jennifer Aniston and theorizing that perhaps they're both crazy.
No, am I calling number 43?
Get out of here, baby.
People are counting at home now.
Hello, Don and Mike. But they're going way up on the count. Yeah. I would estimate we're probably at maybe 20.
Mm-hmm.
Around 20. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Give or take 20.
Yeah.
We're between 20 and 40.
You want to call it 20?
Hey.
Because this call would be 21.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I have a movie to be recommending.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Eulogy. Have you seen it? Takes place in Rhode Island.
Eulogy? Who's in it?
Everybody loves Raymond. Raymond.
Oh, and, Ray Romano?
Ray Romano. Hank Azaria.
Is it a new movie or is it out on Vudio?
It's out. I've seen it on demand. It's very, very, very good.
lack of information, man.
Well, here's all I have to say when it comes to Ray Romano in movies.
Yeah.
If it's not Welcome to Mooseport, I'm not there, dude.
Ray Romano, who proved if you make a bad enough movie, you can immediately kill your film career with one movie right out of the box. Now, Gene Hackman, he's going to chug along.
Yeah.
He'll be getting plenty of roles. Ray Romano, it might be tough.
You know what? As a matter of fact, last night, I think Hoosiers was on for a couple of seconds.
Right.
I always stop on Hoosiers.
Oh, man. Fantastic. Classic.
And then later when I was watching SportsCenter, there was a commercial for Lowe's, and it clicked. I don't know why I never recognized the name.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gene Hackman doing the Lowe's commercials.
Yep.
So, he's got no lack of money coming in.
Right.
He doesn't care about what he does.
You know, and he does make some stinkers, like Welcome to Mooseport. You see some of those, and then...
Here's another great bad Gene Hackman movie.
Which one?
The one with Dan Aykroyd, where Dan Aykroyd wears the Redskins jacket.
I didn't even see it.
Hey, come on, brains.
I need more.
All you need to know is it's a movie that stars Gene Hackman and Dan Aykroyd. This is going to be a contest right now between you and our listeners.
All right, then the listeners are going to win.
You have a 1:20 head start because of the delay.
I have no idea of what you speak.
You don't know of this movie?
I do not know of this
movie. Gene Hackman.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Is it the Blues Brothers?
No, shut up. It's on HBO.
But I sure do like me the Crimson Tide. I watch that always.
Yeah, me too. That's good. Yeah, Gene Hackman, right.
Gene Hackman, Denzel Washington, fantastic. And James Gandolfini before he became Tony Soprano.
Right. And also that guy, Viggo
Mortensen.
Yeah, he's in that too. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, I'd like to wish Buzz a happy 420.
You're a couple of days late, sir.
I understand, but it's never too late to wish Buzz 420.
Well,
right. Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys, I'm gay. I'd still go for Angelina Jolie, and she'd still be the top. Homo.
Okay.
I don't know whether I feel good or bad about that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I just wanted to tell you guys that movie Eulogy is really good.
Eulogy, another endorsement.
Really? Is it better than Welcome to Mooseport?
She's gone.
Oh, and she's gone. She's
hit and run.
See? And that's got to be the barometer now, I think, for any movie.
Going to see Fever Pitch tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm taking the kids.
I've read that movie's not that bad.
Yeah, I just hope, like any 9 and 7, I always, PG-13. I think now I can best describe PG-13 movies, because I'm starting to take the kids to some PG-13 movies if I think they're okay. Mm-hmm. But if they are rated PG-13, there will always be one moment in the movie that's just, I call it the E, where you just want to throw yourself across the two bodies. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not too severe. I really do. It just bugs me. That's all. That's all it is. It bugs me a little bit.
I was talking with my kid about movies today on the way into work, as a matter of fact. And the reason he calls on Friday is because he's got no classes on Friday. You know, call me when you have no class. So when he's down to absolutely nobody else to call, he calls dear old dad.
Right.
And we start talking about movies. And we were talking about Sin City, as a matter of fact, that I'd seen that last weekend with Frida. And he said, Dad, are you looking forward to War of the Worlds? And I said, yeah, I guess so. He said, do you know about that? And I said, what, with Tom Cruise? Yes. And he said, no, I mean, do you know what the movie's about? Yeah, I'm looking at the phone like, sure. Hello, I may play a retard on the radio, mm-hmm. but, hello?
Well, it goes around, comes around, it was such a long time ago. My God.
What?
Methinks the movie is called Loose Cannon.
Methinks you cheated.
Well, of course. But I already told you I didn't know.
It's on the screen.
Oh, Beth Ann brought it in.
Oh, well, then she helped you cheat.
I didn't cheat. I said I didn't know.
Cheater. But you jumped up like you had the information.
It's right here. Taz wrote it down.
Why'd you help him cheat?
I didn't help him. Jonathan did.
Jonathan. But Jonathan was helping you help him.
Mainly he was helping you.
And what happened, as always, here I am, the listener's friend. Uh-huh. What happened to that poor person that was on line 13? I saw Joe had it up there. The call was screened, and he had the name of the movie.
Oh, he didn't tell me.
Wow, that person got screwed.
Where's Joe? Can I talk to Joe?
Sure, Joe.
Thank you. Joe.
Hello?
Hey, what happened to the guy that had the name?
Where is he?
Joe.
He must have dropped off when he heard you say it. He was on hold.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what happened.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Loose cannons.
If you want to talk to somebody, you could just pick up any of these because they're all calling in like crazy.
All right, everybody's saying loose cannons.
Yeah, all right. Hold on. Or is it loose cannon? Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know the movie with Hackman and Aykroyd.
Yes?
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye. Somebody else will be able to tell us.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Self-satisfied.
Hey, I know what the movie is.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, you do? Good. Congratulations. The next caller will tell us.
Loose Cannon.
Oh! Got it in. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello? Oh, all these radios turned up way too loud.
Everybody wants to tell you it's Loose Cannon.
Loose Cannon.
All the Hackman fans.
Nope, and hold on, now the inside line is... That's embarrassing.
It's official. It's Friday, and things have gone bananas. Uh-huh.
That's embarrassing when you get a hang-up call from inside the radio station. Yeah. Somebody calling on the secret line that makes the light go on.
A little disheartening.
They're drinking upstairs.
It'd be worse, though, if you got it from somebody inside, and it was like, yeah, I want...
click. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I never remember that movie, Don and Mike.
See, this is the delay.
Yeah.
See, we talked about it what seemed like 10 minutes ago, and just now people are hearing it on the radio.
I know the name of the movie.
What is it, Mike?
Straggler. Hello, Straggler.
How's your movie?
Cannons.
What?
It's Loose Cannons.
Welcome to Late to the Party.
Okay, thank you.
The name of the movie is Look at Me, I'm Me, Love Me.
Stop it. You're saying they're self-absorbed.
Don't be mad just because there was something you didn't know.
Well, we found it. Now we know I know everything else because we found the one thing I didn't know. Is it a good movie? Should I do
it? No, it sucks.
Should
What's
I look
about?
At this movie?
It's off. I don't even know what it's about. I just know
you watched the whole thing, didn't
it's
you?
It's on a train with Dan Aykroyd and Gene Hackman. And
how
Dan
could
Aykroyd
it be better?
Wears a Redskins jacket.
Wow.
That's all I know.
He's on a train. How's your locomotive?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, that Loose Cannons movie, wonderful movie. Right up there with I Heart Huckabees. What a waste of time.
Huckabees. Well, you know, now I've heard that I Heart Huckabees is not bad.
Oh, God. Please.
You totally amused.
There's your review.
Thank you, the late Gene Siskel. Checking in. Thank you, Gene. And just one more. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Hey, guys. I agree with you on the Ray Romano point, which is why I could not have been more surprised by Eulogy. It's fantastic.
Where the hell has this movie been?
Must be an independent film.
Does I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure it was in the theaters.
Was it direct to video?
What's that?
Was it direct to video?
I think it might have been.
Well, where did you see it?
I saw it at Hollywood Video, and I rented it because I'm a Hank Azaria fan.
Yeah, maybe it went direct to video. It might have done that.
Who else is in it?
When was it?
Kelly Preston.
Oh, my.
Who's the tall girl who looks a little bit like a man?
Beth Ann McBride.
She was in. Yeah. She was in. She was in the X-Men movie.
I didn't know he was going to say looks like a man. I just thought he said tall girl.
Rip Torn is in it also. And Deborah Winger.
Hey. Hey.
Oh,
Sam T. Jansen, that's her name.
How can you take this away from me? I didn't mean that, B.A.
No, he's kidding.
He's meant you're a tall woman. Okay, thanks.
She's not tall.
Yep.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Shut up. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own. Commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this. Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hold on just a second.
Two little boys.
Right.
Even tastier than Chef Boy Tardee. The Don and Mike Show.
You do that.
I will. Don and Mike Show. Hello. What's happening? Everything's cutting in and out here.
Here's for you.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
You're going to have to shout.
I just got
to
turn everything off. Hold on.
Turn the off button on.
Music off.
Get it, turn the off button on.
Really? Caller button off.
Uh-huh.
This caller button on.
What the hell are you whispering about?
Don't
you know that whispering ain't polite?
Hello.
Except in church or in courtroom?
Shut up.
Judge Melville's always there.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hi.
Yeah, guys, I just want to give you a little bit of news. I heard you talking about me the other day. You and Mike.
Yes?
Going to hell.
No. Mike believes he's going to hell.
No, you all are. The only one I could spare is Rob A.
Rob A will not really? Be going to hell?
Yeah, me and him had that Nazi thing going, so I can pull some strings and get him up there.
Right, because all the Nazis got that special part of heaven.
That's scary.
They are now.
Scary call! Yeah. That's right, because when you get up to heaven, you got that special part where they say, okay, were you ever a Nazi?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, if you are a Nazi, please come this way.
Well, I'm certainly glad we're getting those cameras put in.
Would it be impolite for me to decline this call?
Yeah, no. What? I don't know.
I'm the Pope.
Are you trying to do a Pope Nazi thing, which we've done all week long?
Oh, man, come on.
He believes it.
He likes to win.
Come on, don't you think that bit has been run into the ground? There are tens of thousands of people who really
I know it has, Mike.
Believe that.
I'd hate to listen to a show that would spend, I don't know, maybe almost an hour doing something on the Pope being a Nazi.
Pope.
All this Pope. I decline that call.
Incidentally, who are we doing for Jeopardy today?
The Pope.
No, you're kidding me.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were doing Jesse Jackson.
Sorry about that. Yeah. He sounds just like the Pope.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Don and Mike show. The radio show you're listening to right now and actually had the presence of mind to pick up and dial.
As you're driving. And now you hung
just
up.
Just hung up.
Thanks for calling.
Someday, we'll have the button.
The button which really blows the hand off when that happens.
That's where I'm going to have restraint, because you know me.
But it won't matter, because it's just a hand.
But it'll only be one hand a day.
I know, I know.
Just one hand job a day.
And you'll try to up the explosives on it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, just trying to get through.
You're just trying to get through.
Yeah.
So am I. Except, here's the deal. You're trying to get through to a radio show. I'm trying to get through the rest of this day. For goodness sake. Get out of here. Stop it. I'm at 0.01 right now.
Oh, my God. A dangerous trend.
It's just started to creep.
Unavoidable.
Just a little bit. Thank you,
very
Buzz.
Very dangerous trend.
Thank you, Buzz. I agree. Yeah. Oh, listen, we've got some affiliate news.
Oh. Is it good affiliate news or bad affiliate news?
Well, a little bit of both, Mike.
All right.
First, and actually I think you'll find some humor in this.
Very good.
We're off in Portland, Oregon. They canned the station. They canned all the shows that were on the station. Listen to why this happened.
Okay.
There was an FM station in Portland, Oregon, that played, I guess, classic rock. And that station was getting killed in the ratings.
Sure.
So they took that station and they put it on the station that we were on.
Uh-huh.
What are you laughing about?
I'm having trouble concentrating.
Why?
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm like the ice cube that's in my water.
Yes.
My water was, like, obviously frozen.
Yeah?
But I couldn't stop looking at it because it looks like it's a practical joke. Take a look at the top.
What does it look like?
It looks like Beth Ann would like it.
Oh.
I just couldn't stop.
I'm staring at it. It looked like a piece of ice to me.
Now, I have a
homo,
question.
Homo,
I have a
homo,
question
homo, homo.
Look, now when you just squeezed, does that... Do you think that was formed by the top of the bottle?
Yeah,
I do.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Look at the top of it.
Okay.
Homo.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Homo.
Shut up. Mike, you go to the head of the class. Okay.
Oh, now that I got that out of my system, I'll be able to get
it. Now that you have your phallic ice
out of the
way. I
mean, I knew there was ice in there, and I was enjoying it, and then it just sort of bobbed up there. It sort of popped up.
This Sharpie I'm holding, what does this remind you of?
Let's take a look at that.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
Homo.
Well in the light.
It's super fat.
Too.
Homo. Homo.
That is highly disturbing.
This banana.
Homo. Homo.
What does this banana remind you of?
All right, I'm sorry.
I'll shut up now. I just couldn't stop staring at it. Yeah, you got to show her.
Oh, you got to show
her. Hello?
Come in here.
Please. I figured it.
For Christ's sake, B.A., we're not the team.
Mike, check out this remote control.
Shut up, Buzz. Shut up, Buzz.
Hey, Mike.
I'll run you over with my motorcycle.
These microphones, look at them.
No.
Big and now, thick and round.
Now, when it's just sitting there and bobbing out of the... All right.
It's bobbing
go.
Now.
There you go, Beth Ann.
Just from that angle.
Take a good look.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Now, what, are you turned on by that, Beth Ann?
No, Don Hollywood.
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A. My nose is busting.
She likes Don Hollywood. Ron Hollywood.
Don Hollywood.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Yeah.
It's a new product.
P-E-N-I-C-E.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a nice sculpture. All right.
Okay. Are you sure you don't have anything else you'd like
no.
to
just
homo?
No.
Get out.
I'm just not even looking.
You're not looking. You're putting it in your mouth now.
It's an ice cube. It just happened to take that shape because That's of the right. shape of the bottle.
Well, go ahead. Would you like to chew on the ice
no,
cube?
No, I can't get the. I can't get it out of the bottle.
It's too big. Well, why don't you suck on it then, Mike?
Okay. I'm not going to do that. I can't get it out of the bottle.
Well, why don't you squeeze it and then suck on the end of the ice cube?
No, I can't. It's too fat.
Keep working it.
It's too fat to fit out of the bottle.
Homo.
If I squeeze the bottle,
he's ice.
I'm chewing on it now.
So you're eating it now.
Right, now I'm grossing myself out.
You're eating it.
All right. It's all over. Now I've broken it up now. Good. Right. I broke it. No, I can't break it. It's hard.
Of course, it's unbreakable.
It is very hard.
Listen, why don't you just pour the water out? We'll get you a razor blade, and you can actually just cut the bottle open, and then you can have your...
Because it's a nice size...
Your peen ice.
Keeping my Aquafina very, very cool and very, very tasty today. I'll put it right over there now. I'm not paying attention.
Okay, just one last thought.
Okay.
Take out the bottle. Mm. Would you bring the? Would you just hold the bottle for a second? Would you blow into the bottle? No. Like, you know.
Like make the sound.
Yeah. Homo.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it.
See, we're just blowing it.
I know. Now I get it. Okay. Uh-huh. See, and I just went along with that. My God.
With a piece of ice that you believe looks like...
There I am, made the fool again.
You think that looks like a guy...
Join us again tomorrow for Make Mike the Fool on many of these participating stations.
How's your ice?
How's your ice shape? Yeah, looks like somebody took a chainsaw to that one. Yes, sir. What are you doing? What are you writing? What are you doing? No good can come of this, so to speak.
He's a very good artist.
There you go. I'm just drawing.
And I think he's drawing a picture.
Is this he's a talented cartoonist.
Cartoonist, yes. Yeah.
There you go. Just something I thought make you feel. How about this? You like?
Yeah,
huh?
Very excited.
You like?
All right, I'm done. Put it down. I'm not playing anymore.
Was that what your ice looked like?
I forgot what you were talking. You were talking about something that I found very interesting.
I was only talking about our careers.
Yes.
The stations that were
affiliate
on.
Affiliate news.
Yes, but
we lost one. It was negative. That's
but I'd
why
much rather
looking.
Hear about your
penis.
Your penis.
Well, we lost one, so what's good about that?
Portland, gone. Classic rock.
There's something funny about it. There's nothing good about it. Something funny about it.
They blew the whole station out of the water?
The way you blew into that bottle.
Oh, no, a phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio God.
Hi there.
My question for you, Boston Red Sox.
Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, when Manny Ramirez is up to bat and he's got that big stick thing in his hands, what does that remind you of?
All right, shut up. Shut up! Shut up!
You ready for some affiliate news?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm excited. I can't say anything now. I can't say anything at all now.
Homo!
Yeah, how about some affiliate news? Don? Hey, Don, got that affiliate news? While I drink my water? Yeah. Let me get a big grip of that. There we go.
Okay, affiliate news.
All right, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Okay, you focused?
Yeah, totally focused. Because now, hopefully this is the good news.
Got something funny to say right on the tip of your tongue?
No, absolutely
just
not.
Just going to make some off the top of your head comments?
No, my lips are sealed. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to respond to hopefully some wonderful, wonderful affiliate news. I am ready.
Mike?
Yes.
As you know, there are a lot of members in our listening audience.
And in the Don and Mike family.
There are. Right? And we've lost some of them now.
Yeah, well, sometimes they give us the shaft. Oh, it took me a while before I could jump on that bandwagon.
You know, this could be a long, hard show today.
Absolutely.
I know it's Friday. I know it's the end of the week.
A long week.
I know you're having a ball.
Yes.
But I want to tell you something. You're nuts.
And it's getting hard to swallow.
Oh,
God.
What is the affiliate news?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter now, does it?
Homo.
Really doesn't matter at all.
Freaking cares.
My God.
You're having a love affair with your ice that looks like something that you should not be having an affair with.
I know. I just couldn't. I couldn't stop staring. Now I have stopped staring. I'm not even paying attention to it. And I'm still drinking out of the bottle.
It's
try to get a grip.
So now you're actually swallowing it.
Indeed I am. Pure frozen water.
It's delicious. Pure water that was frozen.
It was the shape of the bottle is what it was,
that's
I right. believe.
It was not the shape of the bottle. The bottle doesn't look like a thing.
Mm. Depends on who you are.
Okay, Buzz, that's for you.
Homo.
Okay. It looks like it's me and you against them now.
Well.
The way it always is.
That's right.
Right against wrong.
Right against wrong. Yin yang. Good, bad. The darkness and the light. That's right.
Affiliate news.
All right.
Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Radio station Max 910. Talk radio for guys. Had a bunch of shows. Our show, I think, Imus was on. Some other shows were on. They all got canned because they moved the FM classic rock station to our AM station because they had to clear a hole in their FM broadcast day for a brand new radio station. A radio station in Portland that plays anything.
Hold on.
Here's what you're going to think. It's funny. Because while, yes, it is like one of those jack stations.
Right.
We were canned in Portland along with our whole thing.
Everybody.
So they could move KISN FM, an album station, to AM.
Yeah, because that goes great on AM.
So that they could then take that FM station, KISN, and they're now calling it Charlie.
Oh, God.
Because all these radio stations that are pretending to play anything, we've talked about this, they call themselves Jack or Bob.
It's worse than it's ever been as far as copycats. It's
this
amazing.
Is a new one for us. Replaced by Charlie.
Charlie!
Charlie.
Yay, rah-rah!
Replaced by Charlie.
Oh, those idiots. Wow. Did we get a new one?
Not yet. This just happened yesterday.
Oh, all right.
This just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
The lawyers got some letter saying, thanks for your support of the hot dog format, but we believe that Charlie will be the next big thing in Portland.
Because it's been so big everywhere else where they're trying it without ratings yet.
So when there's news about a new affiliate in Portland, we'll put it on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, and we're going to check in, and we got time to check in with a brand new affiliate, and it is radio station KMML in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
That's a new one.
Now, Fox Sports Radio, the sports animal. And they run the show, at least for now, every day live from 1 to 5 Mountain Time.
All right.
Here is something we got from, let me see. Oh, from Ed, the guy, one of the guys that sells our show for Westwood One. He got this clear, and he, a clear is when you get a station to sign the contract to cover the show, to run the show.
Right.
Yeah, so. He writes, Ed, the guy for our company, Westwood One, writes to this guy at the station and says, how's it going with the Don and Mike show? Because they signed the contract last, they started running the show on Monday. And here's what the program director writes.
Okay.
So the guy from Westwood One writes, I want to check and see how Don and Mike are doing on KMML.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any initial reaction?
Yeah.
And the guy writes back, the program director writes, or somebody writes back, I don't know who it is. He goes, oh, yeah, the program director writes, hi, I love the show. It's funny as hell. Reaction has been 60% don't like it, 40% do. I call it acquired listening. I didn't like them the first couple of days. Right. Now I love them.
That's good.
That's how it works. That's what the program director
said. That's an honest appraisal. We appreciate it.
So let's give him a call. Make him our program director of the week.
That's good.
Because it's been a whole 4 days now in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Out in Colorado.
And I'm glad to hear that the program director hated us at first. He hated us at first? Why'd you get the show?
Well, you gotta accentuate the acupuncture today.
That's right.
The positive is that now he loves us.
Well, I am accenting that, Mike. On other days, it would have come out in a much cruder fashion.
This is terrific news.
Nine.
And now I'm sure that the calls are going 80-20 positive. We flipped those people, too.
Who knows? Maybe there's a lot of ice lovers like you out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that have weird shapes in their aquafina.
Homo!
Oh, there it is, staring at me.
Yeah?
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Of course it didn't. Of course. Why would
My
it?
My water is really starting to give me the eye. What? Stop staring at me. Quit looking back at me, aquafina.
Just one eye, though, right?
Yes, one eye. Man, I should get one of those little things that they put on...
broadcasting.
Oh, there they are.
Yeah, hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the air right now. Can we speak to Jim Arthur, please?
Sure, let me see if I can find him for you.
He's probably by a radio.
Okay, I understand.
He's king of that radio station.
Thank you, Rob.
Hang on.
He's probably by the radio right now thinking, well, I hated those guys on Monday. Yeah, you know, 60% of me thinks they're okay. Or was it 40% that liked us?
60-40. 68-40 like.
Right. Okay.
But they're just getting to know.
But,
and it's also, we've been on, since that email was written, we've been on longer, so that's a good sign.
Well, the email was just written yesterday.
Oh, okay, we're screwed.
Hello? Come on.
Yes, this is Jim Arthur. I didn't like
Hello.
The show. Hello?
Hello, Jim Arthur.
And 1 minute and 20 seconds later, here I am.
All right. It is. Okay, so you're the program director of our newest affiliate, KMML, KKML, I'm sorry.
KKML.
KKML in Colorado Springs.
How's everything out in Colorado Springs?
Well, you know, if you're in the bath, you know you're in trouble when you see a bubble. It must be an oopsie.
Hey, see, he's into the show.
Okay.
He's quoting the show. That's a good sign.
All right, dude. Thank you. And now, what kind of feedback are you getting from people there?
Oh, well, of course, you know, the first day or two, they're like, what is this? Oh, my gosh. Where's Chris Myers? Where's Fox Sports Radio? And I go, fellas, take it easy. Deep breath. Listen. Have a good time. And they're converts, slowly but surely, one by one, they're converts.
All right. Good news. Well, we appreciate that.
Listen, would there be any chance that you could leave this station and get a job in Portland?
Yeah, go to Portland.
We need help there.
We just got canned there for a Charlie station.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, and I was so disappointed because I'll tell you what,
Charlie.
Guys are great. It takes a little while. I didn't like you the first day.
We heard.
Don and Mike, give me a frickin' break, all right? However, with time, I came to my senses, I continued listening, and voila.
Okay.
Well, I think it was the oopsies that really did it.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. We've had you on the phone about a minute.
I loved you at the beginning.
I hate you. I just hate you. Maybe Michael changed. I hate you. Well, thank you for picking up the show. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah, you're the program director.
I'm 3 years younger than you. I'm 44.
44. That's good. I like that. I like guy in his 40s. It's a good thing.
All right, cool. You're right in the demo. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Don't screw us!
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there's the affiliate of the day.
Yeah. Nothing makes me feel better, no matter how the call goes, than getting those guys off the phone.
Yeah, you're right.
I always relief. Feel that way. It's just...
Really? Do you think you got him off?
Oh, dear. You're making a water comment.
Homo.
Quit looking at me, Aquafina.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You almost heard a jingle you shouldn't have heard.
Uh-oh.
No problem. I covered that boner.
Yeah.
No fake breath. No condoms. All naked sex. And entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
Website is www.donandmikewebsite.com. Here's the audio highlight, the daily download thing. And
if you hang around, you might pick up a T-shirt or two.
Where they write about what happened on the show, all the witty and interesting things that we say every day. Gosh, we can't help it. It just comes naturally.
Absolutely.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. I got some Paula Abdul tape, but we don't have time for it today. We're running too late. She was on either Extra or Entertainment Hollywood, one of those shows, talking about how she's not high.
Yeah,
she's not on pills.
I basically, now I'm beginning to think this is just one big scam. No. With all the ink that she's getting.
I'm going to bring in the tape. I should have brought it in today because she sounds so high in this interview where she's denying the fact that she's on pills or anything. Right. And you know what she's doing? You know the thing that you pointed out and Rob pointed out, that where she starts a sentence and it just kind of...
She gets up ahead of steam because of the false confidence that alcohol gives her.
Right.
And she's got no way to finish it.
You think she's loaded.
Well, in this thing on Extra, I think it was, she did the same thing. I wish I would remember to bring the tape in, but I was too busy getting the pins in my head.
Yeah.
She said, I want the people of America to know that I'm not on the pills and that it was just the thing that I need.
She's drifting off like she does on the show.
So we'll have the tape of that on Monday. Here's something that I don't know if you heard yet about Paula Abdul.
Hmm.
Primetime Live, which last night did an outstanding segment about monkeys going crazy.
Right. Scary as hell.
Nothing funnier. I mean, really, and the old monkeys, the gray monkeys, and when they get mad.
When you weren't laughing.
And they show their dog teeth.
When you weren't laughing, weren't you a bit scared of the monkeys? Because, I mean, I was thinking the whole time, you and I, when we worked with a monkey, but it had to be a younger one, they They grow like vampire fangs.
Yeah.
When they get older.
Unless you file them down.
It was funny. They didn't run a promo last night on Primetime Live for a show that they have coming up, I think, during sweeps. And when is that, Buzz? Like, starting next week with their ratings sweeps?
The last Thursday of April is when they began.
Okay. So last night was not a sweeps night, which explains why on CSI last night, the whole episode revolved around the cop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy, Jim Brass?
Right. Right. Yes.
It's like, gosh, I should play this for myself. Homo. William Peterson. It's not even on.
No. He wasn't even in the episode?
He was on to the beginning of the opening credits.
I read the thing that said it was going to take place in L.A.
And none of the women were on last night.
Well, that's no fun. Where's the fun in that?
Well, no, I take that back, Buzz.
Was Helgenberger on?
George Eads was on last night. No Helgenberger, no Georgia, Gorgia Fox, whatever her name is.
Oh, well, no fun.
Anyway, here we go. Primetime Live, which was on last night. They got a segment, I think they're running it next week, about, now you're going to have to go back in your memory banks about this, to season number 2 of American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a contestant named Corey Clark?
Corey!
I bet you don't remember him.
No,
I got a picture, and we'll put it on our website at the end of the show today. He's the guy that was kicked off the show because he did not disclose that he was up on battery charges for beating up his sister.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
remember
so you remember this guy? I think he might be the first American Idol contestant that had some dirty laundry.
And they got booted off.
Well, according to Primetime Live, and they've got this story that they're sitting on, he's writing a book. And what he says in the book is that he had sex with Paula Abdul while he was on the show.
Uh-oh.
It happened in the guest room of her house.
Baby.
And Paula Abdul, who appears to be in love with Constantine, and we've talked about the comments she's made about him. Hasn't she said to Constantine in her drugged up, I love you.
You're the hottest thing in the world. Yes, she's totally turned on by him. At least if she's faking it, she's doing a good job because she really does look like she's got the hots for him.
All right, this guy, Corey Clark, is telling people that he had erotic relations with Paula Abdul while he was on American Idol in the guest room of her house, and she was such a fan of his, she promised to give him $2 million for his career. She said, I'll give you $2 million.
Sounds like BS already.
Yeah, that's
but fine. You can never talk about our relationship.
Right.
Now, part of this, I'm sure, is true. Part of it isn't true. Here's the part that I do believe. I do believe they're going to bed together.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe this. He says, this is a direct quote from Paula Abdul, don't screw with me or you'll be sorry.
Ooh.
Again, I don't know if this is the angle that Primetime Live is working on.
Don't screw with me, fellas.
But that maybe is why he got kicked off the show. Because they've let other people with criminal records on the show, and it's not stopped.
Well, I would think if he was sleeping with her, that he would have stayed on the show.
Unless
he
wasn't very good.
Yeah, but don't you think if he had the relationship, she would have kept him there for the boy toy factor.
Yeah, but she can't keep him there. I mean,
she's betting them all.
She's not Simon. I just think it's interesting that one of these guys has come out and said, like it's no big deal. Yes, I had sex with Paula Abdul while I was on American Idol. Of course, we're having a great affair.
And according to another release this guy put out with his book, of course, he's trying to spin the media like crazy now. He implied that Justin Guarini had done the same thing in season 1.
With Paula.
With Simon.
Both. You're just not trying hard enough.
Anyway, Mike, there's the picture of the guy. There's on the left is the publicity picture from American Idol, and on the right is his mugshot. If that helps you remember
it's his
him.
Type. It's her type, rather.
So we'll have that picture on our website later today.
Wow.
This is, I guess, I should feel good about this, just because you always see the opposite when a young girl is with an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Mara.
Hi there.
Hi. That's very common.
It's the opposite now, except this is one that kind of grosses me out. Have you seen the movie? Of course you have. The one with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton Keanu Reeves. Something's got to give.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you like to know this? In real life?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves is hitting that thing.
Diane Keaton?
Yes, that's right.
Doesn't surprise me.
She's going to be 60 next month.
Mm-hmm. She looks great.
He's 38.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't know.
But didn't you think that in the movie she looked really good?
I think she looks great.
Yeah, there you go.
I just
that's all you need. She's going to be 60?
Yep. I don't know what he's doing.
Wow.
Wait
a minute. What is that age difference?
He's probably 25 years.
22. Right.
22, 21, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as yours, Mike.
Shut up.
I read that Mary Kate Olsen is dating Eddie Albert.
God bless him.
Oh, you're wonderful. I love the Olsen twins.
Anyway.
Eddie Albert.
I don't know. I guess it evens things out.
Yeah.
And it's good because then people won't give other people a hard time about it because they'll say, oh, no, look, at Keanu Reeves is... Diane Keaton.
Age is just a state of mind.
That's right. An attractive woman is an attractive woman.
Well, I mean, look at Ashton Kutcher with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
That's a little different, though.
Yeah.
Than Diane Keaton. Demi Moore is a little different than Diane Keaton.
And there's something about that whole Demi Moore, Bruce Willis thing that I don't totally think is on the up and up. I see Bruce Willis on TV
shows. You still think that's a scam? There's no way that's a scam.
Here's the thing.
Isn't she pregnant with his baby?
Well, according to the tabloids. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Is Bruce Willis really that secure? Is he that under control that he's got this guy who's young enough to be his son banging his wife in front of his kids? I mean, not that they're having sex in front of the kids,
right.
But... We're supposed to believe that they all go to Magic Mountain together on Sunday and that, like, dumb Ashton Kutcher is friends with Bruce Willis?
I know.
I don't think so.
But a lot of those Hollywood relationships are kind of like that.
I still think it's a punk thing.
Mm.
I really do think
thing. He's going to wait 4 years for punk?
Yes. He's going to wait till this new movie opens this weekend. It's a big hit, and then he's going to come out and say it.
I'm really not seeing her. She's been with Bruce the whole time.
Hello, this is the hotline. Hello.
Sorry. Hi.
Hey, what's happening, son?
Oh, nothing. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, Bart.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Hi, Bart.
I'm great.
Okay, you need to speak in private?
It's not important. Just give me a call when you get a chance.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Okay. You think about calling Mom over, or is this a job that only a man can handle?
No, it's just something I thought you'd want to know.
Oh, all right, cool. Huh. All right. Hey, are you still dating Marion Ross?
No.
From Happy Days.
Okay, that's Mrs. C.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not her. It's Angela Lansbury.
Oh. Do you even know who Angela Lansbury is, Bart?
Murder, She Wrote.
There you go. He's a smart kid. He
nailed it. That's why I sent him to college.
All right.
I'll call you during the break.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
See you later. Murder, She Wrote.
College. To college where they take Angela Lansbury 101.
Among rich people, what do you think the highest rated show on TV is? Now, by rich, I'm going to use from Money Magazine.
Money.
People that made over $100,000 a year.
The George Lopez Show. I think he's really attracted to those people.
I get, like, reversal humor.
Yes.
That poor people watch George Lopez. Mm-hmm. I get that, Mike.
Right.
Because he's Mexican.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
I know
you made that ugly.
I know that's the way you
made that totally ugly.
No, you made it
I'm not
ugly.
Over on the side with you and your friend
no,
over
you
there.
No, you're
don't
ugly.
Don't drag me into your private hell.
You're ugly. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
I don't mean you're ugly. I mean you're speaking ugly.
I'm not. I don't mean that.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Mike on the video when you dropped the plasma TV, that green Boston Red Sox shirt. Where'd you get that?
I got that down at spring training.
Oh, nice.
For St. Patrick's Day,
right? It's one of my favorite possessions. I love it. It's the St. Patrick's Day jersey that the team wears.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. And it's a medium.
My name's Mike, and I'm the figure guy from the Las Vegas style shows. And I just want you to understand that I'm not the idiot that keeps calling up that you keep hanging up on.
What are you talking about?
What? The finger guy. Oh, I know. This is the guy when we used to do the live shows, the sex shows would come out and just stand in front of us and give us the finger.
Oh, that guy.
That's a nickname.
Yeah, my buddy told me.
I'm with you, Robbie.
Thank you.
You're right about that.
The finger is the guy who...
Had to discipline him.
And this finger guy, who that guy is not, is a guy who's really enamored with Mike.
Yeah, and I don't mind it now after I got my bottle of water. Sure.
So, Mike, among rich people... Rich people, over 100 grand. What do you think the number one rated TV show is?
60 Minutes.
Negative. Want to guess again? I'll give you the top five, see if you can guess.
Okay.
Number five is The West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think number four is?
Mm. CSI?
Nope. Desperate Housewives.
Really?
And if you get any of these, I'll let you know.
All right. I said CSI. You said no. It's Desperate Housewives, West Wing. So they're dramas. Law and Order.
Nope. Will and Grace.
Come on.
And the number two and number one highest rated shows among people with an income over $100,000 The Apprentice. And The Apprentice, too.
All right, that doesn't surprise
me. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
They love the kill. The thrill of the kill.
Okay.
All right, that's all of that.
And a lot of gay people have money, which explains the Will and Grace.
Wealthy gays.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. When we were up in Atlantic City a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, we went up with Rob and Carrie for a weekend in Atlantic City. Did you notice that big billboard as you left is it the Borgata, the place we stayed at?
Uh-huh.
Did you notice that gigantic billboard for Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
How could you miss it?
Sugar Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had like two or three hit records.
Yeah, but they're marketers. I mean, that's what they do. They just market themselves.
And now that guy, Mark McGrath, is on one of those Access Tonight shows.
Right.
Let me see. We got this from his record company. First off, this is funny. They're putting out a Sugar Ray Greatest Hits CD.
All right.
It's going to be a CD with two songs on it.
Wow.
And here's what the press release that the record company says. Mark McGrath says that Sugar Ray is getting back together. And he says he wants to reinvent the band. Because he believes that Sugar Ray can take the next step in their career so that they can make the move that Aerosmith did.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but hold on, Mike, it gets deeper.
That's insulting.
The crap gets even deeper. I'll read you the exact quote. Here it is. Is there a giant demand for a Sugar Ray Greatest Hits record? Yes. And hopefully we can get a single off of it that people will react to, that will reintroduce people to my band. It's like, I want to be in the band, but I want to become Aerosmith, you know? Mm-hmm. I think we're either going to make the same transition as Aerosmith or the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
According to Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
What a mess.
You know, they really maybe want to try harder because, to the best of my knowledge, the Eagles or Aerosmith never made a Scooby-Doo movie. So that might be a different path.
And there's something about that Mark McGrath that just creeps me out.
You know what it is?
It's pretty boy.
It's the whole slicky boy thing.
It's the frosted hair.
He's got the coffee cake hair.
Yeah, he's always had the coffee cake hair.
He's super good looking.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The same reason I don't like Ethan Hawke.
Right.
He's too cool for school.
Absolutely.
You know what he's like? He's like Ryan Seacrest with just a scotch more talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more attitude, believe it or not, even though Seacrest is
really
working on it.
Hey, I didn't know we were going to have this tribute to me tonight on American Idol. What, are we doing a live show? What's happening?
Cal, how do you feel about it, Cal?
Are we back to script? Are we back to script now?
Here I am, TV boy.
Okay, two feel-goods very fast. I know it's the weekend. I know you love a good feel-good on the weekend.
That's right.
First one from San Antonio. There's an off-duty cop Wednesday, Craig Clancy. He is off duty, but he's wearing his cop suit. He's got to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
So he goes into a public restroom, and he goes to the stall.
Right.
And he's lowering his pants, and his gun, he did not have it in the holster. Uh-huh. He had the gun in his waistband.
Not good. No, that's not good. No good can come of that.
Really smart. So anyway, he notices as he's pulling his pants down that the gun is loose. The gun went off twice.
How does it go off twice?
Mike, these are the questions that we cannot answer on the feel good.
Bouncing on the floor.
Right. Probably. Bounce. One of the bullets hit the leg of a man who was washing his hands.
Wow.
So! And the other bullet missed the guy's ice sculpture.
Oh, my God.
Wow. By... Just this. See how far I'm holding my finger at it? This is the greatest feel-good. Uh-huh. From Alabama, a brother and sister have been arrested on incest charges.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
Mike, hold on. I know how you feel about this. Give this one a chance.
All right.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
Can I just tell you that Ronald Stewart was having sex with his sister, Lori Ann. They were arrested on April 7th. They were having sex in a trailer. Did I mention that they were caught by Ronald's wife? Did I mention that Ronald is 44 and his sister is 41?
Wow. Oh, my God. Ew.
The greatest incest story ever. The wife shows up, and she opens the trailer door.
What are you doing?
There's her husband having sex with their sister-in-law.
Oh. How's your sister-in-law?
How is your sister-in-law?
They had been drinking, yeah. Of course. See, this is why it's the best feel-good of all time. Uh-huh. It's incest. Uh-huh. It's not kids. Right. It's adults.
Right.
They're in a trailer park.
Yeah.
And they're stinking drunk.
That's nasty.
They've been drinking. And the woman's last name. Now, the guy's name is Ronald Howes. The woman's name is Lorianne Rotten.
Hey. I always knew you was rotten.
Everything is great about this. The guy, and here's his response. Once he sobered up, they got coffee in him or whatever, here's what he said. I don't remember having sex with my sister. You see, I suffer from seizures.
Wow. I get the seizures. I didn't know that I was there. She,
I did what? That's so good.
Oh, my God. Why don't that's you so knock good. Before you come into the trailer?
Wow. Grown-up brother and sisters having sex.
Oh, man, I love you, sis.
E.U. Kiss me. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Have you ever been on a potty and your gun goes off? It's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie, yes.
And it goes on twice.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you know when you guys... There?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Remember when you guys were...
What? Yeah.
Remember when you guys were...
What? Yeah.
What?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello.
You on the air?
Are you there?
Is it you?
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Okay. You remember you guys?
Yeah. Sometimes on Friday, it's just fun to do that.
Sure.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello. This is the Vatican.
Oh, Bugs Radio.
The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Hi, this is Roger Ebert, and I never listened to Don and Mike. In fact, I never have.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, that wasn't the Pope.
No.
What's going on here?
The other Pope tape. Pope?
This is Alice Cooper, and I wouldn't be caught dead listening to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Meara. They make me sick.
Another Pope. Hold on, I know it's a telephone tape. Give me a second.
Hi, this is Cher, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
There you go. That's right.
That's the Pope.
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, so we covered this week on the show.
Yes.
That the Pope is German.
Yes.
He used to be a Hitler youth, a Nazi, and his name sounds like the guy on Cheers.
Right.
The mailman, the John Ratzinger. Now, what's the Pope's name?
John Ratzenberger was on Cheers.
Right. Either way, let's welcome now on the Friday favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
The Pontiff.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
The German Pope with the most.
Hello. How are you? God bless. Great to see you. How are you? Yeah, how are you? Nice to see you. God bless you. How are you? It's great to see you, each and all of you.
You're John Ratzenberger.
No, you can call me Benedict, Donnie, Benedict the 16th here. Very excited about my my new reign. May it be long. Although I'm 78 years young, great to be here. Great to be the new Pope. You can call me Benedict 16. That's, how you doing here, Donnie?
Can you German?
Yeah, from Germany. I'd like to address all the questions you may have about my, your Pope's reign is a very sophisticated thing. I got big plans at Vatican City. We're going to do a number of things that are going to really be special. I'm excited about it. I'm here to address all my detractors and also to enlighten some of my newer followers. And hopefully everybody's going to understand what's going on. I'm Big Benny King Catholic right here. There you go. Yeah, super Benedict right here. Very excited to be here. God bless. give you a little sign of the cross for you and you.
What about
and,
you?
How about you? I know you're all you're all heathens and you're in the other sanctuaries or whatever you want to call it there. But you know, I speak four languages, not like my predecessor, a great man. Indeed, the JP2. We all know he'll be missed and all that.
Yes, Hitler Youth. Let's talk about the Hitler Youth.
Yeah.
All right, I'd like to address the comments. A lot of people realize that, all right, Donnie, I am German. That is established. I am a German man. I'm a German. I was a German priest and a German archbishop, followed by a German cardinal. I was in 1941, forcibly, I might add, inducted into the Hitler Youth. I know a lot of people have said that I was an enthusiastic participant. Well, let me simply say I found the experience to be somewhat character building. It was a youth organization, much like what you'd have here in your states, your Boy Scouts.
I don't think the Hitler Youth is anything like the Boy Scouts.
Well, there was a great deal of marching, I'll tell you that. I had great quadriceps at the end of that. We did a lot of marching, and I found it to be quite character building, no doubt about it. We wore nice little uniforms. I'm big on that. I'll get to that later, Donnie. Incidentally, here's another God bless you and you and you. I'm practicing that, the traditional Pope benevolent wave is
Has
what
anybody
I'm doing
told
at.
You, first, you don't look or sound German. And
no. Well, those people are unenlightened. And, you know, that's one of the things as a Pope, I should mention in my experience in the Hitler Youth, I got a merit badge. Yes, I did. I did, and I'm not reading that. Thank you very much. But thanks for your participation.
Would you get a merit badge?
Absolutely not. I'd like to say hi to everybody.
Yes.
I'd like to say I hope to establish increased efficiency in the Catholic Church.
That's good.
Should be wonderful. I hope everybody's excited about that. Yeah. But not only was I in the Hitler Youth, but 1945, I was briefly held as an American prisoner of war. Bad experience, I don't mind saying.
Wow.
That's where I adopted my current accent that you're hearing me use today. It's my captors. That's how I did that. But I am German. I speak a little Italian, a little French. Very happy to be here on the Don and Mike show.
Can I hear you speak some Italian?
Well, I don't think we need to go into that right now. You know, I've got lots of things on my mind. I think we'll keep it to English, if you don't mind.
How about some French?
Some French, all right. Croissant.
How about your native
like
tongue? How about some good old-fashioned German?
All right, here we go. I'm going to count. I will count to 10. Everybody that's said to me, we don't believe you are really German and you're not Pope Benedict, listen to this.
Okay.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn. There you have it.
That was perfect.
Proof that I am indeed German. I think I will sit down now. Have I given the blessings?
Yes, yeah,
there you are.
Thank
you.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit thing.
On your show, I should have mentioned also in 1941, I was forcibly enrolled into the Hitler Youth. I found that to be quite an experience. Still have the old uniforms, as a matter of fact.
Really?
And yes, and I was in the German anti-aircraft corps in 1945.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but an infected finger prevented me from firing a gun. So that's why I can be Pope.
Now, whose copy of Mein Kampf is it that I see? Is it yours, Rob, or is it yours, Pope?
I understand that your boy here was enlightening me on the fact that he is a fan of the German people. And for that, I want to say thank you, Rob Spiewak. I understand you are a Methodist, is it? Well, all right, whatever. You know, we'd welcome you back in if you wanted to come, all of you. You know, it was years ago when some guy did something and then everybody left. And, you know, we always urge them, you know, whatever, to come back to Vatican City. Big plans for the Vatican, Donnie.
Now, what are you going to do there? What are you going to be doing
lots
there?
Lots of good stuff.
Click. You know, what are you going to be doing?
First of all, Pope Benedict's going to be a modern pope. You know, we don't like our digs too much over there. First of all, you know, I am German, and the Germans do like uniforms. And we got a whole new thing planned for the Cardinals.
Really? What do you got?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're bringing in leather. Yes, nice. It's a fabric, if you want to call it that. It's a skin. It's never been used in the cardinal fashions, per se.
Right.
You know, a lot of cloths and silks and satins.
Right.
I think that's kind of passe. I like your leathers. You know, we're going to bring in boots. The Cardinals wear those little shoes.
Are you going to bring
Italian leather shoes, you know?
Like boots that might go up to maybe, say, your knee?
Yes, we're going to have knee boots tucked in for all the Cardinals. A brand new fest house. That's H-A-U with the umlaut.
Yes, umlaut.
Right.
That we will be building in the middle of St. Peter's Square. There will be a beer fest. I think that's a good way to raise money for the Vatican and for the Catholic Church. Any Catholics who lack faith may or may not be needed out of the church. And when I say need, we'll squeeze them out. Needed out of the church. Yes. Needed out of the church. You're having one of those days, aren't you there, Robbie? All right, fantastic. Yes.
Well, shouldn't have been.
Weeded out of the church. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's wonderful. It's great to be here. I also plan
on... That's what the Germans did. They weeded a lot of people out of their colony.
New Pope Mobile.
Back in the day.
We're going to have the Pope Mobile will be built by the Panzer Company. Same people. Now, listen, you laugh at me, but that was a great tank. That was a wonderful tank. It did wonders. It was fantastic. I'm excited about it. And, of course, the Pope Mobile will also be powered by a Messerschmitt engine.
Wow. I'm
very excited about bringing Germany back into the Catholic Church.
Now, the whole thing with the Hitler Youth.
Yes, Don.
I know we've spent time on it.
Yes.
If you could, just once and for all, tell us now, Pope Ratzinger.
Pope Ratzinger standing by, but please, if you wouldn't mind, I know some of the more Cliffy. Sensitive priests would like you to call me Pope Benedict.
Okay, Benedict Cliff.
And I love that. I named myself after the egg dish.
Oh.
Oh, yum.
And that's what love we will that. Be. That will be the official food of the Vatican. No more the pastas. You know, you got your pastas, your calzones.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with Eggs Benedict every day. That's what we're going. I plan to say Mass from a rigid airship. Yes, we're bringing back
it's
the Popenberg.
The Popenberg.
We're very excited about the big Popenberg. I will bring that back. You know, you're familiar with your Fuji blimp, your Goodyear, you know, your different photomat blimps, whatever.
The Snoopy blimp.
I will have the Pope's colors, and I will be saying Mass from a blimp above St. Peter's Square. It'll be supported by ropes held by some of my minions.
Now,
thank you.
About this Hitler thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it.
Yes.
What are your feelings on Hitler?
Oh, I believe you could hear my quotes mirrored in the sentiment of the late Marge Schott. Good at the beginning, but then he blew it.
Yeah.
That's the body line.
Like Marge, who believes he built good roads.
He built good roads. You can't argue with that Autobahn. You know, I'll tell you right now, sometimes when I'm relaxing in my Pope chambers playing Mozart, I think about that Autobahn. And what an incredible road it is. Much better, I might say, than some of your American highways. I've just commissioned a tall, tall hat with a spike on it. It's your German World War I helmet modeled after that. One of the things about some of the Pope headgear, it lacks panache. You know what I mean? A little extra something, a little sizzle. Steak sizzle. I may be 78, but I'm planning on making this whole thing sizzle. We're going to have a spike on the hat, big leather boots. It's going to be a good look. I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. And, of course, we are going to require all of the cardinals to carry firearms.
Now.
Rifles.
Okay.
This is what we want.
Yes, rifles and Lugers.
Why? Mm-hmm. Now, why eat my Luger?
Yes.
... Why the need for the violence of the Vatican?
I have no violence necessary. I believe that guns don't kill people, Don. People kill people.
Cardinals kill people.
Yes, and that's why I like to... I will be naming Cardinal Liddy. Will be coming straight to the Vatican. I have commissioned him to make his way to the Vatican, where he will be, commissioned or whatever the hell they call it. Excuse me. I got to clean up the language they told
me. Now.
That was H-E double tooth fix. We don't want to work that into the Pope Benedict speak, if you know what I mean. But I'm excited about this opportunity to travel the world, see people, glad hand, shake hands, catch some ball games, meet people. And by and large, it's, what you are, if I might say. When you become the pontiff, His Holiness, the head of the church, you basically become what is, in effect, a rock star. And I'm against rock and roll music. Yeah. It's the music of the devil, don't you know?
Now, what happened with that lawsuit that you had going against those airport bars that had your likeness in the Sears bar?
I have nothing to do with that. I don't know what you're talking about. I am Pope Benedict the 16th.
What's your
name?
You
will address me as Pope Benedict.
Yeah, but your name is like the guy who was the mailman.
Joseph Ratzinger. I have no relation to that man. I don't understand. I'm familiar with his work. That's just another one of the many things being thrown at me. First of all, it's Pope Benedict. You're a Hitler lover, Pope Benedict. And then somebody rolls up to me and says, "What's this deal? You like the guy on that show? That show, Cheers?
Cheers, yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about. I'm replacing the Holy Host with bratwurst and pepper nice. You're an ass hat. Is what you are today.
Talking to beer hat.
I'm talking to him.
Well, what's he doing?
Pepper nice. What the hell? Why don't you come over to the microphone, tell our listening audience. What
is that? You know, of course, Pepper News, the little cookies.
Like a little cookie.
Yes, of course.
Cookie, yeah, you got some in your lunchbox today? Did your goodly German wife pack that for you? Fantastic.
Pepper News.
Watch you be a good Nazi and calm down. My God. What the hell is wrong with you, Big Auto? That's great. Oh, I tell you, I'm real excited to be here, though. I got my Mercedes-Benz limo waiting downstairs.
You just said to him, why don't you be a good Nazi and calm down?
Absolutely. You heard me.
Good advice.
I don't have to repeat it.
You're listening to the Pope.
Absolutely. The Pope here. Pope Benedict the 16th here on the Donna Mike Show. I will be going on many different media outlets. I'll be going on the O'Reilly Factor and straightening his ass out. There's no doubt about that.
Now, I thought that you and he secretly behind the scenes, I bet you two think a lot alike.
That it's not true. I'd like to clear something up right now. I believe he's a blowhard. I think he's totally out of whack and out of step with reality, much less the Catholic Church. Don't let that Mr. O'Reilly. I listened to some of those phone conversations he had with his interns. I know what he's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Many don't realize that up to about 1928, the swastika was simply a good luck charm. Great to be here, seeing all of you. So happy to be with each and every one of you. I'm Pope Benedict the 16th. It's been a long time since a pope has hailed from Germany. About 1,000 years, to be exact.
So,
boy, am I pleased.
So you're not going to have...
I couldn't be more happy.
You're not going to have Italian food at the Vatican anymore.
Huh. Not Italian food. It will be mostly German. We will bring in the occasional Italian specialty night dinner, but we're going to keep it simple. Pizza and spaghetti and meatballs.
That's
all, yes. And I know there's going to be an uproar, but I'm the Pope. I choose the menu. And also, I'm doing the digs over, too. We're recreating... I'm going to put my portrait in all of the rooms. Yes.
Oh,
that is a wonderful thing. I've had a commission. I fold my arms and I cock my head to the left. What do
now,
you think?
To turn this into modern times,
yes.
You're going to almost do like a Saddam thing, right?
Well, I should mention that I will be the first pope in 1,500 years to sport a mustache.
All right.
I'm working on it now. I'm very fair-skinned, don't you know? So it's difficult to grow the mustache.
You're going
to
grow the
mustache. But I am going to grow a mustache. It doesn't seem to be coming in too well on the sides. I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about that. But it's coming in like, really, I've got the fertilizer going right under the nostrils.
It's coming in like a Hitler mustache.
You can call it that. It's gray, but I'm going to buy just for Pope. Just for Pope hair coloring that should work for me very well. Very, very exciting about all these great opportunities.
Actu Liva.
Many, many things. Many things that I have to do on the docket. Of course, I have to reach out to people. I have to solve some of the problems of the day there, Donnie. First of all, I want to get Paris and Nicole Richie back together.
Good.
I know that's a major, major rift that we're worried about.
When you said Paris, I thought you... I was like back in the day.
No.
You wanted Paris.
I do want Paris, yes. I have a strong urge to do that, as a matter of fact. I'd like to go out... Well, I've got my prepared speech, if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
This is just an excerpt. An excerpt. You don't mind? Here it is.
The Pope.
Greetings, citizens of the Catholic Church. I think it's long overdue that we recognize the Catholics that we are the master religion, and we are the super religion, and we are better than all other religions. So it is my duty to inform you that we will be attempting to conquer the world with our religion and going into various different cities. I'll be making my worldly tour. We're going to start with your Paris, France, move into your Czechoslovakia's, which is now the Czech Republic.
Yeah,
wink, wink.
Right.
Many days I stand on my balcony with my right arm out just in case I need to do a quick blessing. You can grab one right now. You want one? There you go. Yeah, blessed. You're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed.
Interesting.
You know, one of the problems with previous popes and the reason that they have not lasted that long, I will correct this extraneous arm motion.
We'll
be working on that.
We need a challenger. We got a champion.
We do.
The low budget Jeopardy with the brand new German Pope.
That's great.
So call right now at 877-365-3636.
And for all the Cardinals, one final message.
Only
about fashion. Very exciting about this.
Yeah.
I have to say, a new fashion accessory headed to the Vatican. If you haven't seen it before, it's coming in with me. Trench coats. Yes, sirree.
Huh.
I knew you'd love it. You love it. You have to have it.
Okay,
Pope. Wine will be replaced with good beer. German beer from the Hofbrauhaus in Munich, where I was Archbishop, don't you know?
Oh.
Great to be here, Donnie.
You sure you're not the guy from Cheers?
Not a chance, not a chance.
You're
don't
German.
Be fooled by this accent.
You're German.
This is a 100% Bavarian accent, my friend.
We'll be right back.
is the Don and Mike Show.
Sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better arch support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show. They have Howie Beast on lips. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, it's good. I bless it.
Out of my way. I'm Hitler.
I don't care for that. Making a big deal about it.
Out of my way. I'm Hitler.
Calm down, Bart.
We're here. We're here with the new Pope.
Not a bad show, though, I want.
The new German. The new German Pope.
700 international channels at Vatican City. I love it. What else do we have to do?
Yeah. Let's play low budget, Jeff Hardy.
All righty then. Let's let bygones be bygones over that Hitler stuff, okay?
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
He's a funny kid. This is low budet Jeopardy. This is your Pope Benedict XVI here. Welcome the count from Woodbridge, our challenger, William Jones.
Hello, William? William?
Hey.
Hey. Is that all you have to say is hey?
Hey, Pope. How you doing, Pope?
All right. You call me your holiness. Anyway, now entering the studio is a champion.
The champion.
He's a one-day winning total of $31. He's a retired teacher, noble occupation. Say hi from Fairfax to Pat Dolan.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, LQ, your eminency, how are you?
Yeah, and about all this Hitler stuff, if I can interject here. Oh, I guess you're perfect. All right, no problem. Now we're in the studio, sir.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
Host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Pat and William, don't screw with LQ. Please make welcome. God bless him. Alex Geronimo.
Thank you, Bo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bo.
Pleasure to be here.
Guys, here are your categories.
Yeah.
Categories are?
Categories, share them with us, Donnie. My kind of tune. All right, I feel like I'm back in the beer gardens of Munich.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler.
Knock it off with that, will you, please?
Here are your categories. They are reality TV.
Don't care for it. Not full of good Catholic values.
Famous duos.
Well, that's all right. I prefer to work solo now that I am, pardon my French, the main guy. Thank you very much. Welcome to Low Budget Jeopardy.
Also,
okay, let's try.
Also, best week ever.
Best week ever. Well, that's mine last week.
What's the slogan?
Oh, that's good. We're going to come up with one of those, too.
And the NFL draft.
Have you hugged your cardinal today? I like that one.
Here we go. It's reality TV.
I don't care for it.
Famous duos.
Duos.
Best week ever.
Oh, yeah.
Name that slogan.
Yes.
And the NFL draft. And let's see. William, you are the challenger. We'll start with you.
Good luck to you there, Wilhelm.
Thank you, Holmes. Let's start with reality TV.
Reality TV. Oh, these are way too easy. Stars the Donald.
What is The Apprentice?
Hey, $1, there you go. The Donald, not a Catholic.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
Because I saw the wedding. Yeah, see, I'm no dummy.
Okay.
He didn't have a priest there. What kind of guy is that? Come on, Donald, the Donald. None of that hair's fake. So's mine.
William.
Oh, really?
Yes, the hair is attached to the hat.
William, reality TV for two. How's your tribal council?
What is Survivor?
Hey, $2, you're smoking charge there. Yeah, you're in charge, William. Select again there, pal.
Here we go. Reality for three. MTV's first ever reality show.
What is The Real World?
$3. He's run the category. We alert everybody. We got a real brainiac on our hands here. How about that, Donnie?
He goose-stepped his way right through those questions.
He sure did. How about that? What a blitzkrieg. All right, go ahead, William.
Let's do Name That Slogan.
Name That Slogan. The Real Thing.
What is Coke?
Yes.
$1 for you, William. You're blazing quite a trail.
Coca-Cola. I didn't know if you should be about Coca-Cola or the illegal drug.
Select again, William.
Name that slogan.
Check out my money bling, huh? You like this Pope bling?
Wow. Why?
I'm Kath Izzelick. Which number is he on now?
Spy. Famous duos, right?
Yeah.
Here we go for one. For Ains. In the Garden of Eden. And
all right, William, famous, no answer there.
Famous duos, Garden of Eden.
Hey, Pat, your chance to steal.
We were on that slogan.
We were at it.
Oh, hold on a second.
Wait,
is
that my fault?
Hold on. Go back.
Operator error. Operator error.
Come on now, let's reverse course here.
Listen.
Hold it. I absolve you.
How'd
I do that? See how I did that?
Hold on. I was fixating on the German stuff. You guys are right. We are on slogans. Give them both a dollar, please. Give them both a Deutschmark.
$1 for Pat, and you've got a total of $8 now. Go way back to the beginning, William, and select again.
Okay, so now we're on slogans. We're still on slogans.
Slogans for two.
Who's up?
William is in control.
That'd be William. You're in good hands, William.
What is Allstate?
Right.
$2 for you. Select again, please.
Name that slogan.
We try.
For what number? That's where you confuse Donnie.
Number three.
Thank you.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Right. Hey, there you go. That's my boy.
We try harder.
What is?
Pat, your chance to steal.
I didn't even hear it.
Come on now.
It'd be Avis.
Avis, the rental car company.
Avis, we try harder.
All right. Sometimes I'll drink some wine in a huge ornate stein.
Take a little bread.
William, select again, please.
Oh, it's Famous Duos.
Famous Duos. Oh, I gave you the first one of those because I'm stupid. Garden of Eden.
Oh, you didn't give me that. I don't know.
Wow. I ain't that stupid.
I'm pretty offended if you miss this one, Pat.
I won't. Who's Adam and Eve?
There you go.
Yeah.
$2 for Pat. You got three total. Go again, please.
Famous Duos for two.
For three.
For two.
Whatever. Yeah,
only two.
Well, we gave him $1. I thought that was the first one you gave away. We skipped the first question.
Oh, no, we didn't. The first one was the one that I read before. Okay. I kind of gave it away. When I was too busy on the German stuff.
Well, you know, Jesus Christ, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Holy Father. Right. God damn it. Why don't you watch it?
All right.
Famous Duos for two. Full House.
What is Kate and Ashley Olsen?
Technically, no.
William, your chance to steal.
Who is Kate and Ashley Olsen?
Technically, no. It's Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
And Pat, you're in control.
Famous Duos for three.
The Manning Brothers.
Allie and Archie.
Oh, no, it's
William, Dad. William, your chance to steal.
Who is Tate?
What the hell was that, William?
He said paint?
Who is paint? I could
paint Manning.
Paint. This is crazy. Hey, come on. We're talking about Peyton and Eli.
Peyton and Eli, man.
And incidentally, may I say something with all of you?
Yeah.
Eli's a coming. Just kidding.
Hide your heart, girl.
Pat, you're in control.
NFL draft for one.
NFL draft. Okay, they have the number one pick.
Who are the San Francisco 49ers?
$1 for Pat. Select again, please.
NFL draft for two.
They have the number two pick.
Who is Miami Dolphins?
Hey, that's right.
$2
on a roll.
Noses. We got a regular Mel Kiper here. All right, select again there, Pat.
NFL for three, please.
Good luck on this one. Total number of draft choices held this year by the Philadelphia Eagles.
What is 13?
Oh, the buzzer got you.
William, your chance to steal.
What is three?
You want to know something, William? He had it right. 13. The Eagles got 13.
Amazing, but true. And Pat, you're in control. Huh? What do you think of that?
Best week ever, please, for one.
All right.
Best week ever. He died, so he got the job.
Who died and I got the job? I have no clue.
Okay, he died.
Now, this might be an all-time record of stupidity here.
I know I screwed up the thing where I said Garden of Eden out of the wrong category, but he died and he got the job.
Who is Pope John Paul and Pope Benedict?
He was Pope John Paul.
All right, very good.
JP too.
$1 for you, William. Congratulations. Select again.
Best week ever for two. National Pot Smoking Day.
What is 420?
Right.
$2 for you, William.
Let's go best week for $3.
May I yodel? Just kidding.
Best week ever for three. Oh, and much deserved, I might add. Got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Who is Lion Seacrest?
$3, way to go, William. We got any more left there?
Let me see. Oh, yes. No.
Oh.
That's it. Reality TV, Famous Duos, best week ever, slogans, NFL draft. That's it. We're done.
That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Now, who's got what here,
Pope? We've got William with $13. And I'm sorry, that's William with $16, and we've got Pat with $5 over there.
All right, guys, anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to answer. You know, can both of you, have you noticed this thing on the phones? There's this thing, if I turn the phones up, Listen to that sound.
Yeah. It sounds like Darth Vader. Incidentally, I got first dibs on the line for the big old Star Wars. How about that, huh? No waiting in line for the Pope.
Why are these phones so messed?
Are you boys having trouble hearing me?
Yes.
Sounds fine to me.
Hello.
All right, mister.
Oh, did you just do...
Hello.
Would you like to hear my Pope poem?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I was chosen. I almost messed my Lederhosen.
Have an oopsie.
Do you like Black Forest cake?
Okay, here's your category,
I call it Schwarzwald Curse Tort.
Uh-huh. Here's your...
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's your category.
It's exciting, isn't it?
To one guy, it really
yeah, it is, yeah.
In particular.
Here's your category. Here's your category on Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Not
good luck.
Me.
And the category is, what's that product? All right, William?
What's that product?
And Pat, you got that?
What's that product?
What's that product? Here you go, and here's the answer. Don't forget, we need your answer in the form of a question. What's that product? And here's your clue. Champion, NGK, Bosch. What's the product?
NGK, Bosch.
Champion, NGK, and Bosch.
Bosch.
In the Bosch, B-O-S-C-H. In the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive something really brand new.
What's that?
I'm talking about the fabulous Pope Pack. That's right, the Pope Pack. Yes, now you can get the same great swag that we're giving away in Vatican City. Your Pope Pack includes my brand new DVD, fitted Basilica boxer shorts, some German chocolate, a Pope can cozy, Pope ashtray, Pope mouse pad, Pope iPod, official Vatican City souvenir license plate, a wallet-sized photo of yours truly.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
And my favorite, St. Peter Square brittle. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek G. Ronnie Nose.
Hey, good Pope.
You're welcome.
Okay. We got a winner here. Okay. The category is, what's that product? Okay, we want to go to, who is it first? William?
You want to go to low man on the totem pole is Pat, the returning champion.
Oh, Pat, all right, Pat, what's that product? Champion, NGK, Bosch.
DVD player.
Pardon me?
What is it?
Nope, you didn't say it in the form of a question.
Ouch.
I'm sorry that knocks you down to zero there, Pat. And
ouch.
There we go. So that's the way the cookie crumbles in Vatican City.
William, William, what's the product? Champion, NGK, Bosch.
What are sunglasses?
Oh, no, I'm sorry that knocks you down to zero, too.
You know what? You say it, doesn't it?
Spark plugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Spark plugs, correct. Hey, it's the type of game that, you wouldn't have liked this man very much. Alan Linewand, he used to be the general manager here.
Yeah, there's no membership there. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. It's the type of game he would have loved because we're giving away no money. Now, Schnell.
Mark Schnell.
Pat and William, don't go away mad. Just go away and listen to the gifts that we have for you. Here is the Pope.
Well, boys, I got to tell you something. I wish I could give you some strudel, but I can't. Here are your prizes. You won a 100% cotton Ron Mexico T-shirt. Perfect for those days you just want to blend in. Courtesy of DonandMikeWebsite.com. But wait.
There's more.
You've also won a $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Do what I do at the Vatican. Entertain yourself.
Out of my way. I'm Hitler.
That's witches, you schminos.
Thank you, Pat.
Dr. Lieber, what a great game it was, huh?
Have a great weekend, fellas.
Yeah, keep it relaxed and have a low and bro. Attaboy. Nice, tall, cool low and bro for you. More effects. That's what the boy likes.
Are you going to...
Bremen, Germany, yes. North of where I was from.
Are you going to re-erect the wall?
I'm
going to
do everything I can. As a matter of fact, increase security on the dock. Yeah, with uniforms, I'm designing them all. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm going to get myself a nice little villa in the mountains of Austria.
Get yourself a nice... We have a nice white suit. All you need is the German shepherds.
And I'm learning to dance. Solo.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
You'll enjoy it when I finally perfect it. It's kind of like clogging.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
Knock that off. No relation.
What is the lead story on News and Comments tonight, Buzz?
Man, find a finger in your chili, and the next thing you know, you're going to jail.
Oh, you're quite an Americana, bud.
Oh, that story, right? That's a good story, bud.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
A Pope that was very...
No student at the Vatican, Spetzler.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Demo rhymes with
homo.
I think there's a gas leak.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Mike, we were just having some end-of-the-week live commercial fun there.
You know, there's nothing better than having a live read at the end of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And they always do it to us.
I've got one now I'm going to enjoy telling you about Hero Max. They bring you Buzz's news and comment. The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer, Hero Max. Number one, because it really works. Doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested, patented Viramax. One AAA try. VMAX. Now he's Buzz Burbank, bitch. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, there has been an arrest in the finger in the Wendy's chili case.
Yeah.
It's the lady who says she found the finger.
Of course it is.
Anna Ayala may be doing prison dining on prison food soon after a bit of a career complaining about food and other things.
Was she one of those?
Lawsuits, yes.
Aye.
Her latest complaint, finding a human finger in her cup of chili from Wendy's in San Jose, California.
This chili no good.
Jokes that have followed have hurt Wendy's sales in the Bay Area and nationwide.
I'm like a beautiful lady from Chicago.
It sounds like I found a hand in my single.
You gotta get something good for that.
My single with cheese. It was Dennis's entire hand.
Well, Anna says the accusation that she put the finger in the chili is a lie. Quoting her, look at Wendy's. What are they hiding? Why are we being victimized again and again? She's already gotten $30,000 from a chain of Mexican restaurants, and she's filed complaints against General Motors and her former employer.
Einen Finger!
In other fast food news, KFC is changing its name back to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Now that I'm applauding.
It's about time.
But sales were down when the chicken chain
changed. Don't hide from your feelings, Colonel Sanders.
And please bring back Randy Quaid.
Thank you.
They might. The chicken chain changed its moniker 14 years ago. Back then, the thinking was that the word fried was scaring away too many customers in a more diet-conscious world.
See, I always thought it was Kentucky.
Kentucky. That was the offending word?
Yeah. Kentucky was the offending word.
But I'm sorry, Ron.
I was going to say, there was actually an internet rumor for a while. The reason they changed it is they figured out a way to genetically breed a creature that was all meat.
That wasn't chicken.
And it was technically not a chicken.
Ew! That was an urban legend. That was on one of those websites.
Or was it?
Or was it, Buzz?
Turned out it was just Randy Quaid.
Even after the name change, sales continued to slide downward. So now the company's going back to its Colonel Sanders roots, sort of. Company executives say they're doing this to, quote, move into the future.
It's entirely different.
New menu items. Here, brand new menu items for you.
Like what?
Collard greens and sweet potato pie. So I think you'll agree they're moving into the future. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm. What are the new items?
Collard greens and sweet potato pie.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Say that again.
What are you doing?
What were those products?
What are you saying? Collard greens.
This is Robert the Mailman.
And sweet potato pie.
Okay, sweet potato pie.
This is Robert the Mailman.
You know, commercial, I want to mention, I didn't get to it earlier today.
What?
I'm very, very sick of the Geico commercials.
Yes.
With, you know, you can't, I can't believe
how much. Oh, I think they're very clever. They have so many different ones.
Yeah, I know, but after a while, it just gets to be, especially after you've seen them over and over.
Uh-huh.
But I saw one last night for the first time that's so well done. Have you seen the Speed Racer one?
No, I haven't.
Yes.
No. Yes, I saw it too.
It just kicks ass.
Better than the one with the lizard on his shoulder?
Yeah, Mike, it's the best Geico ad because you have no idea that it's going to be one of those. You wouldn't believe how much money I could save
here again,
on my insurance.
Tuck this in. Yeah, and the greatest part is the closing shot, which is just a picture of the Speed Racer character not reacting. and that's how they end the commercial. Very funny.
I like a lot of the Geico commercials.
Right.
The first time I see them,
they burn out quickly.
You know, like when it's for the guy going bald.
Yep,
Or if it's for the antenna.
Reality show.
Right. No,
small house.
Small house. The thing about that, you know it's a fake, but it sucks you in every time.
Yeah. Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels.
But this Speed Racer one is one. Now that I know that it's the Geico commercial, I don't care. I want to see it again because it's so great.
And
they have so many commercials.
Yeah, I
that
like
that. That cartoon was made in the Orient.
That's you know that? Orient.
Or Asia, as we call it today.
Well, you can. I disagree.
The Orient.
Made by the enemy.
Right. That's right.
I understand you're planning an Asian vacation. You go visit Siam.
In Norway, meanwhile, McDonald's is apologizing for its McAfrica burger. That's right, a hamburger named after a continent rife with starvation.
The mailman.
Named after a continent rife with starvation. Mickey D says its cholesterol-filled heart was in the right place. The Denmark franchises wanted to pay tribute, they said, to the cuisine of Africa.
By using
a flatbread bun and other African ingredients. Now, after some very effective protests, the Denmark branch has to decide whether to take this burger off the market or donate the profit to feeding millions of hungry people in Africa.
What am they calling this again?
The McAfrica burger. McAfrica.
My burger tastes like lasagna.
This is Robert the Mailman.
How many brothers live in what
Norway?
What white area and country was this?
It doesn't Norway. Get any
yeah,
whiter
don't
than
get
Norway.
Any whiter than no, in Norway.
No.
They blew it.
They meant well, or so they say.
Okay.
I'm not here to defend
Hitler. So does the Pope.
I'm not here to defend the forecasts from the National Weather Service. I'm just here to remind you that your National Weather Service forecaster doesn't care about ratings as your TV forecaster does. He doesn't care about how many radio and TV stations use his work the way companies like AccuWeather do.
Buzz, is this going to be one of the things where you scare us like you tried to scare us yesterday about DirecTV?
I don't think this is as scary as it is disturbing.
Ooh. Okay, that means, yes, he's going to scare us.
Yeah, so,
having
told you these things, you should also know that Congress is thinking about stopping the National Weather Service from publishing its forecast. You should also know the idea came from a senator from the state that just happens to be home to the headquarters of AccuWeather. Republican Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania wants to ban federal meteorologists from competing with AccuWeather and the Weather Channel. No word on whether he wants the post office to stop competing with FedEx and UPS. Santorum wants to shut down the federal forecaster's website and dozens of other services. His bill would allow the Weather Service to notify you of, say, a tornado or a hurricane. So there's that.
I think everyone should just do what I do.
What's that?
All around the country, even if you don't know who this man is,
right.
Rely on Topper Shut.
Topper always knows what's right.
Joe Witte.
Google search him if you don't know who he is.
Joe Witte. He's a hump.
Burger Jeff. Joe Witte rocks.
Burger Jeff. Yesterday, or was it the day before? I don't know. I have such a pathetic life. I'm watching News 4 at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they were doing the...
That is sad.
I know, but...
Krebs and Harrison?
Yeah, they're doing the weather and traffic together.
Uh-huh.
And... it was like something out of bad TV and radio.
Sure.
Because they go, let's go to Jerry Edwards in the Channel 4 Traffic Center.
That's a good-looking man.
Here's exactly what it sounds like. And you're right, he's extremely handsome.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, good morning, Barbara Jill. You get a final check on the roadways. If I could just get Mr. Computer... To give us the picture, Mr. Computer, if I could. So I'm laughing at that.
Sure.
And then he gives the traffic, and they get the weather, the traffic cameras, and they say, now let's go to Burger Jeff. Tom Curry. He used to be a disc jockey known as Burger Jeff.
Right. I still like that name better than his real name.
Let's go to Tom Curry in Storm Center 4.
Good.
And he says, just like Jerry Todd, he says, hey, Barbara and Joe, looking out my... video window.
Video.
And then he's talking.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Then he's talking about the temperatures, how they're going to fluctuate.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I called Robin and said, I wish there was I should tape everything I watch.
Yeah.
Because it's so great the way that Burger Jeff went. And Barbara and Joe, then, during the weekend, the temperatures are going to follow. They're going to go all the way. They're going to be and he did it just like we do when we goof.
Wow.
He said, the temperature's going to go, all the way down to the 30s.
Burger Jeff, we love you.
Burger Jeff.
Swap a file, go to jail.
Jerry Todd.
Same as manslaughter. Even if you believe people should not trade songs on the internet, even if you believe people shouldn't take camcorders into theaters to record movies, is this reasonable? Under a new bill in Congress, it's 3 years in prison for videotaping a theater's movie, 6 years for a second offense. The average sentence for involuntary manslaughter, 0 to 36 months. It's 3 years for sending a movie over the internet. The law's always been tough on big offenders, but now it's getting even tougher on small-time offenders. And since swapped songs are every bit as copyrighted as movies, criminalizing that would be the next logical step.
I need a moment to think about it.
What are you in for, kid?
I need a toothpick to chew on.
Mm-hmm. A toothpick?
I just need to chew on something while I contemplate if we should put someone in jail for a longer time for downloading a song from the internet or for killing somebody.
What do you think they pay those lobbyists for? That's what that's all about.
Exactly.
It's all those big lobbyists downtown.
And, you know, I'd raise the question, who'd they kill?
Mm-hmm.
Sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite, and you might be more concerned about the bed bugs if you knew how many were in your hotel sheets.
Do you like the bed bugs?
The bed bugs give me the oopsies.
Bed bugs, ew. The Wall Street Journal wrote about it this week after hearing a Marriott executive discuss this problem last fall at a hotel operators convention.
This is so gross.
The problem in the hotel is not the bed bugs.
No?
The problem in the hotel is that bed sheet, the bedspread.
Yeah, they mean that sits on top of the blanket, right, and the sheet?
Yeah. If you go in there with a black light,
it would be foul.
With the CSI light, you would throw.
Actually,
as Elvis said, look at all the babies we killed.
Because they never replace it.
Actually, that's changing. Because
really?
People have noticed that, because people have gone in with black lights. Hotels, all of them, at least all the good big chains, have gotten better about changing those up and getting them clean.
Oh,
more
well, that's
frequently.
Good news.
Yeah, but now we have the bed bug problem. The symposium that this Marriott executive was at was called Stop the Spread of Bed Bugs. Apparently, they have spread in the years since we've started using fewer pesticides. The good news, they don't transmit diseases, which is pretty amazing when you consider they suck the blood from all the people who sleep in that bed. In a hotel, that's a lot of people, and a bed bug bite does leave welts.
Mm-hmm.
Orkin says over a third of its calls come from hotels, and that those calls are up by nearly a third compared to last year.
Hello, room service. I'll eat my strawberries in bed, thank you.
I'll never forget in the hotel they used to put us at in New York.
Park Central.
And I wasn't going to mention it by name.
No, go ahead.
For 3 days in the hall, there was a discarded Band-Aid, and in my bed once I found a maraschino cherry stem.
Was it tied in a knot?
But no bed bugs. And Buzz, that's a nice trick.
Yeah.
That's a nice trick when a girl will do that for you, that nice maraschino trick. Cherry thing.
You know what that means. She likes cherry.
It's just such a mental picture right there. Pulling back the sheets and seeing the blood reds.
Like, we all found
I think
bizarre.
I'll pass on. Call Mateo at the front desk. I'm going to need housekeeping.
Mateo.
And how many days was the Band-Aid there?
It was there in the hall for 3 days. I think it was the week of 9/11.
Oh, my God.
Just when you thought it could get no worse,
you gotta give
it was a finger Band-Aid still in a circle. You know when they get sweat, so it just slipped off. Yeah. And there it's stood, and I said, there's that Band-Aid.
You know what's worse?
What?
Finding that in, like, a gym if you go to work out.
Ah.
And finding a Band-Aid in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Work out?
That is gross. Yeah, work out. Sorry, Rob.
We recently told you about how NASA had decided not to fix a fuel leak in the space shuttle it's preparing to launch.
Right.
Today, we're telling you that NASA has relaxed other safety standards. What could possibly go wrong? We might ask the crew members of Discovery or Columbia, but they're all dead.
Oh, no. A Buzz.
Oh, dear.
That is just, like, not funny.
No, it isn't funny at all, is it?
No.
I agree. The latest standards to fall away include NASA's level of concern for the debris that actually brought down Columbia 2 years ago. NASA workers who wish to remain anonymous say the rules are being relaxed to rush more humans into space in a vehicle designed in the 1970s.
Incredible!
New safety standards were recommended after the Columbia disaster, but insiders say NASA's looking for ways to justify skipping some of those recommendations and struggling to successfully implement some of the others.
That's when you want to cut costs, when you have, like, rocket fuel.
Here's what the CEO of NASA said.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's Alan Thicke.
Thank you, TV's Alan Thicke.
And one of our air marshals is suing the head of Homeland Security.
Buzz, we got a break. Can you tease with that?
Oh, sure. And okay. I'll tell you why he's suing the head of Homeland Security when we come back.
Mike just
said that. Was that too smooth?
It was just too damn smooth.
You're a pro. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The number one radio show in Toronto. The Don and Mike program.
Yeah. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Oh, I loved him. He would have stayed till who knows when. Yes, my... Couldn't understand. I can't do this. I'm imagining radios turning off everywhere. Hi, Buzz.
I sound like Shatner.
Hi there. Because a friend will never
compliment.
Doubt you. Or I'll put you up tight.
All right.
And that, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Hut. Oh, yes. I wonder what she's doing tonight. Finally, I can listen to this in my car in 10 minutes.
Yes,
you can. Turn that off.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but one of our air marshals is suing the head of Homeland Security. Air marshals are the guys with guns who sometimes accompany us on flights.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Like him, posing as regular passengers. Now, the issue in this air marshal's lawsuit is free speech. Frank Gerrari's been told to stop telling us how underprotected we are in the air.
Oh, yes, I wonder.
The 38-year-old says...
What you doing tonight? I'm still listening to my headphones.
You're not in your car yet.
But
you, are you really? Are you really listening?
Yes.
I'll turn on that. I've been listening to the song the whole time you're doing the news. I'm sorry, Buzz. I guess I shouldn't have told you that.
That's all right.
Like I don't know you watch TV when we're doing the show.
Yeah.
Like I don't know you're listening to Sean Hannity while we're doing the show.
Isn't he great?
I'm actually playing golf right now.
38-year-old Frank Gerrari says some of what Homeland Security does actually threatens airline security. He says there are not enough air marshals. He says we're misled about the number of air marshals on the job, among other things. He's now suing for the right to tell his story. And now that one of America's staunchest conservative Republicans is retiring, he can let us in on a little secret. Illinois Congressman Henry Hyde says the reasons Republicans went after Bill Clinton so viciously was to get even for the Democrats' crusade against the crooked Republican President Richard Nixon.
Is this the guy that looks like Jabba the Hutt?
Yes,
that guy.
I remember him from...
When we were in Chicago.
Yes, and wasn't he also involved, like, in Clinton? Didn't he have a lot
very
to do
much
with...
So. Huge. He was all the huge impeachment men. Guys. Well, then you'll extra be interested in this. Hyde says that if he had it to do over again, he might not try to impeach President Clinton over Monica Lewinsky. Of course, a much younger Henry Hyde had his own extramarital affair in the 1960s, which he called youthful indiscretion.
Yeah.
Hyde is now retiring at the age of 81 after 30 years in Congress. Even those who disagree with everything he said have to respect his civility, especially considering what we see these days.
Good luck, Mr. Hyde.
I like his son, although his son has taken David Hyde Pierce.
Homo.
Homo.
There it is. In sports, a fan of the new Washington Nationals baseball team is still in bad shape after a four-story fall at RFK Stadium. The 35-year-old was said to have been horsing around on the top level when he fell off a concourse ramp. No word yet on whether he'd been drinking.
Hey, what happened?
There he is. You'll be fine, sir.
Luckily for the fan, he fell near a cop who was able to call immediately for emergency help.
Oh, how is Jason Bishop doing now?
Not so luckily. He suffered multiple broken bones and other injuries.
Oh, hurt thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's really odd because these new modern stadiums are so safe.
Hey, what happened?
And finally, in Stoddard County, Illinois, they have a problem. The road signs keep disappearing from Highway 420.
Oh,
420.
All week he waits for this.
Isn't just a state of mind. It's an important east-west road. The signs have been disappearing for 10 years at a cost of $3,000 a year. Quoting one official, they should stop and think before they tear those signs down.
Well, do you want some music here?
Thank you. Oh, that's much better. Quoting one official, they should stop and think before they tear those signs down because maybe one of their relatives that needs an ambulance. It's awful hard to look at a map and run the siren and lights at the same time.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I was late. There's a real crowd scene on Highway 420.
Go ahead and keep that going if you want to because, by the way,
okay,
there were at least two bomb scares around the country on this year's April 20th.
Did you say bomb?
I said bomb scares.
Bomb scare.
I said bomb scares.
Right.
Police were nervous because 420 is also the anniversary of the Columbine Massacre.
Oh, my God.
But in both of Wednesday's bomb scares, what were thought to be pipe bombs turned out to be bong pipes.
Joke.
I am Buzz Burbank.
Those kooky heads
on the Don and
Mike. Was it a bomb scare?
Yes, it was a bong scare.
Okay.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That's it. We got to go. Our website will be open all weekend. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Just like a store.
Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Freedom. Love you, Bart. What was that?
You are going to go ahead and keep it open this
weekend. Yeah. Stay open all weekend. Okay. Special one-time-only deal.
Our doors are open 24 hours a day.
Please stay tuned for Radio Buddies. Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez coming next on WJFK-FM. We'll be back on Monday with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
Guess what I like?
The fact your wife is going out of town this weekend?
That's good, too.
What?
I also like Schwarzwald Kirschtorte.
Black forest cake.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. and let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.